InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
U.S. troops are going to get it. Mexico is a completely failed state. It's doing an okay job kind of dampening down how bad it really is, but I was able to find hundreds of new insane videos of attacks all over the country that are just continuing on. So this is far from over. As Matt Bracken said yesterday, he's predicting this is a tremor before the real quake. This has been building for a long time. Remember, it sits right at the feet of the Democrats because they have supercharged the cartels in the last 4 years they were in power, now 5.5 years ago or so. And they would even let them human smuggle and deliver the children with just a phone number that they would, the DHS would call and hand the kid over to HHS. So DHS had no jurisdiction. Kennedy exposed that. They would try to hide the name there, and then they would transfer the child, in many cases, to known cartel members. So, absolutely aiding and abetting. So we have that insanity today. We have some big guests I'll tell you about in the next segment. And then, the Epstein files are much bigger than obviously just Epstein. It's much bigger than the debate about who's really the bad guys in them and who's trying to cover it up. Those are important issues, but people are losing the forest for the trees. The stuff that we've got, and we should demand to get the rest of the stuff, obviously, but the stuff we're getting is just more devil worship, more Aleister Crowley, openly, more killing kids, not even hiding it. And, of course, that he had secret files in storage units across the USA. And then he was under investigation by the DEA for working with U.S. and foreign intelligence, shipping guns and drugs around the world, hundreds of millions of dollars a year they were tracking. And of course, it was also children and women. But how many thousands of times in the last 18 years, I explained he worked for the CIA and ran airfields in New Mexico, Arizona, Florida, New York, New Jersey, and Ohio was the big one. And it all goes back to Bill Barr and George Herbert Walker Bush. So there is the Republican connection there. And the old Republican Party was absolutely pedo all the way. It was Bill Barr's dad that brought Epstein in the 80s when he was 26 years old. By the time he's 30, he's on the Trilateral Commission. So I told you, and then Mike Benz found all these new documents that weren't even in the Epstein files, but were in public documents, confirming, I mean, all of this last year, we covered it a lot here. Benz didn't specifically accuse him of, you know, drug dealing and weapons trafficking, but what do you think hundreds of large aircraft at different bases are doing with the CIA's protection? I'll assure you, they're not conducting cakewalks or church events. So there is so much to get to today. I haven't even scratched the surface. Guess what Ghislaine's sisters were doing and are still doing? Oh, they run the International Computer Systems and the FBI Computer Systems. They actually run them. Did you know that? So known Mossad agents running the government's computers. We'll be right back.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Laws all across Mexico, Puerto Vallarta, Guadalajara, hundreds of towns, cities hit. It's still continuing. In fact, it's intensifying. Contrary to what national Mexican news is saying, it's not just 25 National Guard that were killed. That's reportedly the first day. My sources say there are hundreds of Army, Marines, National Guard, and police dead. The number could be as high, according to my sources, as 300. And thousands of cartel shooters killed, but their average age is about 16. Absolutely expendable, out of their minds. They start killing at about 12. Average life expectancy is about 25. For those that haven't studied history, you take small children and put them into combat. Then a few years, you get about the meanest soldiers you can find with that basically no fear. So that's what you've got is gangs of youth who literally worship the devil. That's part of that cartel. In fact, 40 years ago, only one cartel worshiped Satan. Now all but two do. Officially. You see, we got a Satan problem, folks. We're going to get into all this in great detail and what it really means. But remember what I've been telling you for the last few years and what my expert guests like General Flynn and Matt Brackett and Stuart Rhodes and others have explained to you. I know you're smart. You get it as well, but they're real experts. I'm no slouch myself. I've studied this intensely for 40 years. That there's a new power blocks forming. And Cuba is now allied with China and the Democratic Party. They are manipulating through Venezuela, who controls the drug cartels predominantly in Mexico. And so Trump has put major pressure on Mexico to put pressure on the cartels. And the cartels have said, if you push, we will push back. We will declare war. And then obviously Trump has the different scenarios and battle plans ready, because they are very competent when it comes to military planning, if anything, in the administration, that when this happened, now the U.S. has a plan to go in and take them out. So we're going to be getting into that coming up a little bit later in the hour, and we have some special guests coming on to deal with that. And I have my guest list, guys. I know it's sitting over here. Maybe the guest list wasn't put in it, but I need it. Thank you. So we have that giant news, and that fits into the rest of the different geopolitical pieces like gears around the world, because we're going into an age of extreme turmoil and change and danger, but also opportunity. And Trump understands this power vacuum because the EU's falling apart, China's falling apart, the whole globalist order, the control is falling apart. He's trying to move in and have the United States reassert its dominance. And it's overall working, but it's extremely dangerous. And the EU is trying to trigger a full war with Russia as a way to maintain control and control the global agenda. And we've got big developments on that front. The Ukrainians are now blowing up the oil refineries and pipelines going into their neighbors, all because their neighbors have said, if you don't stop turning off the oil coming into our countries, how are we supposed to send you energy when you're cutting off energy to us? And so Ukraine responded by blowing up even more of the energy infrastructure, which is outright terrorism. And they just do this over and over again. So we're going to be getting into that. And it's all tied together. Then we have really interesting stuff that's actually been documented in other studies, but now they've got really high-powered devices that can really measure every form of energy, every form of wavelength coming through our dimension. And so now Princeton researchers, top researchers, have measured ESP waves off of hundreds of people. It's happening with everyone. Some people stronger than others. And that our brains are picking up each other's sixth sense communication, and that people can be in totally different buildings, but then be able to pick up the waves and pick up even who's doing it. And of course, this has always been known. You're sitting there walking through the woods on your own property. You've walked on the property 1,000 times. You feel somebody looking at you. You turn right to where they are. Start walking through the woods. And then about 100 yards down, you see someone in a tree illegally hunting with a bow on your property. And they couldn't even see you at first. You couldn't really see them. You thought you were being looked at. You turned and you walked down and there they were. Then they start climbing out of the tree. Oh, sorry, I'm in the wrong place. That's a true story. I just told you about my grandmother's property. Another time, one of my cousins was hunting on the property and I felt the presence. Driving along on a four-wheeler, all of a sudden feel a presence, stop, turn, look up, 30 yards away, cousin's waving at me in a tree stand. We all know about this. In fact, it's so powerful with the Aborigines in Australia that they've done university studies decades ago that they'll be in mines 1,000, 1,500 miles away from where their ancestral village is, doesn't have electricity and is literally, again, in some cases 500 miles from a town. And they will say, my mother is sick, or my mother just died, or my father is sick, or my brother just got hurt. And they'll say, because they're good workers, they'll say, I got to go. And they go, absolutely. And they'll put them on an airplane and fly them there. And every time they're right. The day my grandmother died, and she wasn't even sick at the time. She'd been sick, but she was... The night before, I called my dad. I hadn't seen her probably in 6 months. I said, we got to go see Meemaw in East Texas tomorrow. He said, yeah, I've got a feeling about that, too. I haven't seen her in a few months. He goes, I'll be over to pick you up about 6 a.m. Well, I was on Coast to Coast AM that night, totally exhausted. He comes in, makes me get up. I go, let me take a bath. Don't normally do baths a lot, but he's in there. Get out of the bathtub. I say, no, I'll follow you. I get out. I'm about 30 minutes behind him. I was going to ride with him. And he gets to the house right as she's having her last breaths. And I get there 30 minutes after she dies. And it was just like, we have to go see your mother tomorrow, my grandmother. Yes, I know. She's going to die tomorrow. And so what was wild about it is a preacher down the road, wasn't even her preacher, but she taught him in school. She was a school teacher. Forget his name. Really nice fellow, Protestant guy. He felt, he only would go see her like every couple of weeks. He felt she was about to die. And he showed up 30 minutes before she died and 5 minutes before my dad, and she's in there saying, yeah, I feel bad for my sons and my grandkids, but I want to turn loose. I want to go. And he just walked her through it and said, it's okay. And because she'd been fighting, you know, all night, not able to breathe, and she just stopped breathing and died right there. My dad came in just minutes before she died. That's the power of this, folks. She's 200 miles away. And I knew. And there's so many other cases and examples of all this. And I know, and I have the feeling, I know it's real. But it's beyond just ESP. You call it telepathy, you call it time travel. I mean, that's how on election night, 2024, I have this feeling Trump will announce at 1:27. And the spirits told me, no, people need to see this. When you have these feelings, you need to put this out. Because this isn't a message from humans. This is a message from God, you know, from the angels, from the ether. I can tell the difference of the feelings. And so I kind of questioned it and said, well, how do I make this not look kooky? Hey, Owen, remember he's in the other studio. I go, on air. When do you think they'll announce he's won? We haven't even confirmed he's won yet. It's like 10 o'clock at night. And Owen goes, I think in about an hour. He said the time. And I said, 1:27. I didn't think to say the time zone. It was 1:27 exactly central. And I'd forgot about it. And we were during a break. I was eating some pizza, playing a promo. And Wes, the oldest engineer here, he's been here like 24 years, he comes running out of the break room. And he goes, look at the TV. Look at the time. And the atomic clock flips over to 1:27. We're watching it count down. We got atomic clocks in all the offices, and you can see them right here on the walls. And Trump walks up on stage, everything, and then with 10 seconds to go, says, thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, yes, we won. Boom. And the crew all saw it. But it's like that. It's not like I do that stuff here and there, and then it's ever wrong. It's never wrong. I mean, it's happened to me hundreds and hundreds of times. I'm already going there. I said I'd cover it later. Where I get woken up by the presence of the Holy Spirit, and I don't like to sleep with phones on. I like to sleep with clocks in the room. Sometimes, you know, if I'm out of town or something, I'll put one in a drawer and put it on alarm, but it annoys me. I'll stick the phone in the bathroom next to the bedroom off, and I got an internal clock. I really never have a problem waking up, and I'll go, okay. And it's like, get up, go turn the phone on. And I go over and turn it on. Okay, it's going to be, you know, 1:37. Phone boots up, 1:37, okay. And now it's even gotten down to the point like, oh, you think this is some kind of parlor trick. You don't believe this. 14 seconds till it flips. Count down now. But it's like instant, 14 seconds. And I start going 13, 12, 11, 10, and then right when it goes to zero, I'm like, okay, what do you want me to do? Go sit in the kitchen and make a cup of coffee and open your mind up, because we've got important information that you've been ignoring. Because it's the quiet voice of God. It's the quiet voice of the Most High. It's quiet, unless it's like Saul, who God like screams at and knocks him off the horse. I mean, that can happen too. But sometimes God just grabs people and, you know, throws them around a little bit. That's never happened to me. It's more of move the Star Destroyer out of the asteroid belt so you get a better transmission. Use a Star Wars analogy. So I said I'd get to that later. I kind of just said it there. But it's really amazing because they can measure them. They can specifically, it's like you can have a detector that, you know, picks up Wi-Fi or picks up magnetic fields or picks up microwaves. We're putting off ultra-low frequency. The thing about ultra-low frequency is that it goes through things instantly. That's what submarines use to communicate through the magnetic earth. On one, like one's on the Pacific and one's up at the North Pole. And then these submarines fire this ultra-low frequency system they've had since the 50s. And then at reading stations on the other side of the planet, they have these giant wires laid out on the ground. So they can, it basically goes through the earth pretty much instantly. It travels through the water and then the stone, through the magnetic core. Molten core, nickel core, right through. And so, of course, it's ultra-low frequency. It's not light speed, but it's close. And what they're picking up is just one aspect in the third dimension of the electrochemical cones we have in our brains that they've got studies on that they see are firing information through into another dimension. They're seeing wavelengths out of our brain that disappear. Comprende? So, I mean, we're basically just giant communication towers. And our eyeballs and everything, we're down here, creations of God, not God, but made in his image. Basically, we are God's nanotech. We are God's AI. He's the original intelligence. We're the artificial intelligence. We're biological. And we worship him. We love the sunset. We love the birdies. We love our children. We love all this stuff. This is stuff God likes. God likes beef fajitas, folks. God likes the way the moon looks and the sun looks. God likes all the galaxies. God likes us. God likes the sparrow in the field. The Bible says, I love the sparrow of the field so much. Just incredible. And I love you a million times more, to butcher and paraphrase it. And that's why this stuff's all so cool. That's why it's so amazing, because God made it. It's God's artwork. Let that sink in a little bit. And so you're not just communicating with other humans. You have telepathy with, it's been proven, with dolphins, with birds, with cats, with all living things. You have telepathy. And you have telepathy with a tree. So they've had studies for 100 years that if you're loving to a tree and loving to a plant, even if you give it the same amount of water, same amount of light, in the same room, if you go up and tell a plant, I hate you, and scream at it and play Slayer or Slipknot to it, it dies. Seriously. If you play it Beethoven and tell you it love it, it just grows and grows and grows and gets, it starts having babies and everything else. And it starts going to seed. So if you tell a human you love them, see, that's the thing about dogs particularly, is they're extremely psychic. They've done studies on it, like dolphins. And they pick up on everything you're thinking and what you're doing. And you pick up on them. So there's this empathetic, super intense thing. Some people live longer that have dogs because they're sweet and you love them and they come get close to you and everything. But it's all, you're really, you're interfacing with something very powerful. You think just its nose can smell a bandana on somebody and track them 3,000 miles? A bloodhound's nose is nothing compared to its sixth sense. Because every cell in your body is a transceiver. You are a broadcast receiving system. All right, I'm going to stop. I'm kind of already went there, didn't I? It's a classic Alex Jones. Here's what's coming up today, and I kind of the second story. We're into this one. But because I don't really, I plan what I'm going to cover. I don't plan out how I'm going to do it. Other talk shows really do that. Well, let me start over. I haven't even got to the worst stuff yet. And by the way, I knew this and had forgotten it. So I've told Thomas Sisko, who's a great researcher, and the other great researchers, just keep bringing me everything. A lot of times I've seen it, sometimes I haven't. He goes, did you know that Ghislaine Maxwell's sister runs all the FBI computer systems and counterterrorism systems and the Epstein files? And I went, I did know she worked in cybersecurity for the federal government, but no, I didn't know that. It's all true. You know what the other sister does? Runs the World Economic Forum's security, computers, and technology via into the UN and NATO. Starting to get who Jeffrey Epstein is? Trilateral commission, stand-in for David Rockefeller? I can't go. Go in my stead. You have my full authorization. To use the Tron analogy, you've got Dillinger as the human back, you know, in our dimension, and then you've got the main program that he's got that enforces everything, that's master control. And so Epstein, I knew he was a super gopher. I knew he was, as I explained, real spooks are not in any one agency. They're in everything. And then they kind of are like a symphony conductor or an air traffic controller. I've been saying that for decades about how these guys operate now. It's all over the news because, I mean, I know what I'm talking about. But now it turns out that he was, beyond that, he actually was David Rockefeller's body double, basically. So, you can't make it up. So, we got all that. We got a bunch of AI news. There's more Aleister Crowley stuff in here where they're talking about the cakes of light. Whenever you hear about spirit cooking, you know, that's your witches, their cauldrons, they're mixing up nasty stuff, including hallucinogens. Look at the golden child. It's an allegory with Eddie Murphy where they can't kill the child because it's protected by God. It's a Christ allegory. Unless they can corrupt him and get him to eat the blood of murdered children, adrenochrome. So they put it in the pudding, but he knows it and keeps knocking it over. And so the only other way to kill him is he a Johnny Dagger that's made out of a special metal, not of this world. A cheesy movie, but really good to understand how these people actually think and operate. Well, that's what this is all about. So much of black magic is about tainting your food. That's why Pepsi, you know, uses fetal aborted cells of children for their flavor development and testing. And that's been going on 20 years. All of this is about corrupting you. All of this is about cursing you. All of this is like, you know, Gargamel, ha ha ha, the Smurfs, trying to get the Smurfs so he can drain their essence and, you know, become a more powerful wizard. That's every episode of the Smurfs. I watched the Smurfs a little when I was a kid, you know, be over to a friend's house, they'd be watching it. Pretty funny, I like it. So I let my kids, as they grow up, watch older cartoons that weren't as bad, like the Fantastic Four, the Smurfs, stuff like that. Learn a lot from the Smurfs, though. Now there's Gargamel right there. Marina Abramovic, literally dressed like Gargamel, because she's a witch, folks. And she talks about this, and what it is it's the cake of light. The cake of light. And at low level, they can't get baby blood. They will get semen and the menstrual blood of the head witch and warlock. And you can read about it on Wikipedia, all about it. And this is so prevalent. This is so widespread that when I was about 14, I got taken to a party in Dallas. It's a rich people's house. They're like, oh, it's kind of a new age thing, blah, blah, you'll like it. By this hot chick, it's like 4 years older than me. And then they had all these little cakes and things, and they explained. They said, this is got my menstrual blood in it. And I started figuring out what's going on. What are we going to do after this happens? Oh, we're about to have an orgy? And I'm like, we're leaving. And that was one of the times I've told you about when I got unwittingly taken to these damn things. I have been taken to an Aleister Crowley event. They have tried to get me to eat this when I was 14 years old. So I know what it is when I'm looking at it. Yeah, here they are making it. They make these little white cakes. What do you think witches are doing in those cauldrons? What do you think they're doing with the flying brooms? You want to know? They have sex orgies where they first dance around for hours and hours with the brooms between their legs. And then the witches all go at each other, and you have a sex orgy. You want to know more? Okay, so we want to know what Steve Jobs' widow is doing that owns the Atlantic Monthly, Atlantic Magazine, or the CIA, and why she's at Epstein Island and all this. Well, they're playing Bewitched, folks. But this isn't a play. This isn't a game. These are ultra-rich, crazy women. And I can tell you, the richer people are, the more often they are devil worshipers. I'm growing up, man. I'm like, good God, not more devil worshipers. Because they obviously wanted to get me. I was very good looking, very strong, and they could potentially pick up with the future hell, but they didn't get me. They didn't get me. But now I look back, it was 100% eyes wide shut. Hot chick lures an underage man or woman to the event. They tried to recruit me. They tried to Epstein me. Didn't work, though. Ha ha.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com, become a subscriber, and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com, become a subscriber, and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Like a laser beam, what I just got into with Princeton ESP, confirmed, registered, read by devices from humans to other humans, confirming the transference of information. Everything that we've known, every ancient culture knew, confirmed. Well, there's many other studies that show the same thing, but now the devices are so powerful, it's so specific, it is conclusive. How does that tie into the occult? What do the so-called elites know that we don't know they've been keeping from us? How does it tie into all the rituals and things being conducted by different intelligence agencies and Epstein and others? Why are they obsessed with poisoning us, dumbing us down? They have now declassified incredible CIA documents from the 50s where they say we're going to put poisons in the vaccines to lower their IQs and make them stupid and more manageable. And then we're going to put other chemicals in the food and water to give them anxiety, to create crime and break down civilization so we can collapse the human system. Sounds like something an alien would come up with, huh? Declassified CIA files reveal chilling blueprint to manipulate Americans' minds through covert drugging and vaccines. It's all coming up. Operation Artichoke. Precursor to MK Ultra. And why is it so important? They say it's to make you dumb and controllable before they slowly murder you. And they do that through the very medical system that's compartmentalized. I don't blame the average person in the medical system. They're good people on average. They're waking up. Can't tell you how many medical doctors I talk to and run into in public. They say, you're dead on about it all. We've figured it all out. We're seeing a 500% increase in people coming in with heart inflammation. They're totally healthy previously, and they haven't even had the shots. It's shedding. It's spike protein. It's everywhere. And you've got, again, Bill Gates and Epstein going back 5 years before COVID saying, I hope we can pull this off, the new virus we're going to release and the pandemic and all the power we're going to have. And then we have documents where they already had COVID-19 by name 3 years before in a lab. And people say, oh, you're defending China. No, the Chi-Coms are involved, but it was made at Chapel Hill, North Carolina under orders of Obama. It was a scandal in 2015. So I'm going to tie it all together with the occult and the new Aleister Crowley stuff that has been dug out with the Maxwells and the left and the Rothschilds and their cakes of light. Now, a real cake of light is semen, menstrual blood, and that of a murdered, sacrificed baby. But if they can't get baby blood, they'll go with semen and menstrual fluid of the high priestess. And then they bake them in these little cakes, and then you eat them. And then you have a sex orgy, different things. You know, they can't get a kid. So, Thelema. So, that's what all of this is. This is the religion of our enemy. And they use the aluminum dioxides they spray in the chemtrails, the 5G, all of it in their religion, even if it hurts them, is about hurting you, because with their God demands the death of innocents and the destruction of the species, because Satan comes to do what? Kill, steal, and destroy. Now, before we go any further, I found a Saturday Night Live from the early 1990s. And you talk about predictive programming. You talk about putting it in your face. And I'm not even blaming the actors. I'm not saying they're involved. They're just given these scripts, told to read them. And, of course, it sounded absurdist to them, so it's really, you know, hilarious then. But you have a crazy doctor who has delivered tens of thousands of babies, but not one has ever been a boy. And you have an interviewer there from a magazine trying to find out, and they figure it out. And they figure out he's stark, raving mad. And he believes men in the world have caused all the war. And so he tells them that, oh, they've just got a genetic defect and that they're really a girl, and then at birth he cuts their penises off. Now, when you watch this, I could teach a college course just on this 1 4-minute report or piece with Bill Murray and the rest of them. This is what transgenderism is. In fact, get the Frankfurt School clip from yesterday I didn't play. This is what they pushed in Germany in the 20s. And if you track it back, it goes back to all these ancient texts in the Middle East by different occultic groups that sacrifice humans. Baphomet is asexual, male and female. So it's their religion to overturn God's system, to destroy it, the Great Reset, to build back on the ashes of it. Not something better, but something that is ugly, something that's anti-human. And so this is the Tavistock Institute out of the UK in the 70s and 80s developing this, picked up by the CIA. Jeffrey Epstein in the 2000s saying, yeah, we're about to push our transgender revolution to sexualize the children and get them ready for transhumanism. So you'll accept two men having a baby and then a boy can be a girl. You'll accept anything. It's illogical. Putting men in women's prison, men in women's sports, cutting little girls' breasts off, cutting their forearms off, creating fake penises that don't even work. It's about total absurdity, because in a cult, they have to get you to accept total absurdity, that 2 + 2 = 5. Fuzzy math. First time I was driving down the highway, and I was already on air by then, and I heard Limbaugh saying, they're coming up with a thing called Common Core, where 2 + 2 = 5, 6, 7, 8, or whatever you want it to. I thought it was a joke till I went and checked it was true. And now you look at how wrecked things are, and how most public schools, over half the students can't pass anything. Some public schools, 95% can't pass. Hell, some schools, 99% can't pass anything. So these are people that gave into the satanic mind virus that is an interdimensional system that Princeton has just proven again. But it's not just human to human. We're connected to all living things. There's giving off a resonance with plankton in the ocean when you're swimming in it, and a shark, or a dolphin particularly powerful, or a redwood tree. And the consciousness of God in the universe. So the ancients would worship the mountain because they could feel God coming off of it. The mountain's not God, but it's got God's resonance, like when you bang a bell. So the point is, this is there, and they don't want you to know. The devil's greatest trick, remember, was, oh, he doesn't exist. No, it's that good doesn't exist. But the second biggest trick is, yes, he does exist. 100% exist as a spirit, as a resonance, as a program, as a choice. So watch this. This is one of the most incredible things I've ever seen. I didn't see this at the time, because I wasn't a big comedy guy ever. I was pretty serious. But this is, you know, a real Saturday Night Live skit. It says from the 90s. I want to find the date. Maybe we can give it to ChatGPT or Grok and find out. And they're telling you the whole thing here. He's a lunatic. He's crazy. He hates men. And then he even manages the men and controls the men as they grow up. He makes jokes at them that he has mutilated them. And he's a stark raving lunatic. Well, this is who these people are. This is exactly what they've done. So the folks that wrote this script knew this was coming, and it was preparing the mind for it at a subconscious level. Plus, there's a metaphysical rule. The devil has to, in fine print, post what he's going to do in entertainment, in fiction. It's called predictive programming. Because if you tell someone what you're going to do to them, even obliquely, in their black magic schools, and I can tell you from studying the universe how God works, it's true. They believe they, at least in the third dimension, avoid most of the karma, or reap what you sow. They avoid the instant karma. If they could tell you, hey, look out, these cigarettes give you lunger cancer. Hey, this can cause a miscarriage, this vodka. If they can put fine print out there or tell you, hey, these shots can kill you, but you still take it, they believe that they metaphysically avoid instant karma. Because you go around killing innocent people, you're going to get really, really, really bad stuff happening quick. And then it's even more complex than black magic, where the devil wants total control so he can protect his people, at least in the third dimension, and say, I can defeat God's karma, at least for a time. You reap what you sow, call it what you want. But you've got to commit mass death and murder to give me more power so that I can control this realm and then block you from getting repercussions. But in the end, like Faust, you find out it was all a big trick and a big lie. But Bohemian Grove and their mock human sacrifice is about escaping repercussions now. So there's rules of the universe. Go to this piece from Saturday Night Live. It's just intriguing. Talk about it in your face. Talk about telling you. Talk about tipping your hand. And then I want to go to the Frankfurt School breakdown that a young man did that's excellent, explaining just the modern permutation, the modern roots of where this came from. Here they are back to back.
And you've delivered over 4,300 babies.
That's right.
And they've all been girls.
That's right. They've all been girls.
You know, that's amazing. You know, my assistant back in New York actually calculated the odds of that happening, and it was over 1 in 700 trillion.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh,
well, the
pause.
Important thing is...
Back to the beginning. Maybe good people in the system knew about this and decided to slip under the radar entertainment. I've actually seen that app before. Like Ventura's TV show that I did the research for on FEMA camps and mass extermination with shots. It aired once, they banned both of them and pulled them off the DVRs. But that was a real thing slipped through. And I've seen it before as well. So maybe they were just warning us, but sorry, back to the video.
And you've delivered over 4,300 babies.
That's right.
And they've all been girls.
That's right. They've all been girls.
You know, that's amazing. You know, my assistant back in New York actually calculated the odds of that happening, and it was over 1 in 700 trillion.
Oh, no kidding. Well, the important thing is, knock on wood, they're all healthy and happy. I try to stay in touch with as many as I can. They're like my family. They're my little girls.
I mean, it's like a miracle, not one single boy.
Oh, my goodness. Louise, would you send in the Carters, please? I have an appointment. You're welcome to stay and take some notes. Hello, Janet, Ted.
Hey, doctor.
How's everything going?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
So far, so good.
Well, this is Shelley Barnett of People Magazine.
Hey, Barnett.
They're doing an article on me. Can you imagine that?
That doesn't surprise me. Dr. Hoffritz is the best.
He delivered all seven of our daughters.
Well, I have the results of your amniocentesis right here, and I've got some good news. Everything's fine. The baby's healthy.
Dr. Hoffritz, is it a boy?
Now, Ted, wouldn't you rather be surprised in the delivery room?
No, doctor, I'd like to know.
Well, no. It's a girl.
I love girls.
See, Ted really wants a boy. This is our eighth try.
We'll try again.
No, no more.
Doctor, will this one need that operation?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
What operation is that, doctor?
Well, every now and then, a little girl is born with a penis and testicles. And, of course, they have to be removed and reshaped.
It's quite routine. Five of our seven daughters have had this operation.
Doctor, what percentage of the babies that you deliver need this operation?
Oh, I'd say 48, 49, 50, 51%, in that area.
Doctor, here are the reports you wanted.
Oh, thank you, Louise. Just file them. Louise here was one of the first babies I ever delivered.
In the file cabinet.
Louise had a big date last night. How'd it go?
Same old problem.
Well, don't worry, Louise. Mr. Wright's out there somewhere. Well, Janet, Ted, I'll be seeing you next week.
And thanks, doctor. Goodbye. Nice to meet you, man.
Bye, doctor.
Okay, bye-bye. Hey, Ted, buck up. A son is a son till he takes a wife. But a daughter's a daughter all of her life.
God bless you and your work, Dr. Hoffman.
Come on.
Oh, doctor, I gotta leave early today. My electrolysis appointment.
Yeah. Well, of course. Louise, anything you want.
Thank you, doctor.
Well, another little girl. Can you believe it?
Dr. Hoffritz, can't you see what you're doing here? I mean, the 48 to 51%, they're not girls, they're little boys. You have mutilated over 2,000 little boys.
No! No, they weren't boys.
They were little girls trapped in little boys' bodies. You see, boys are bad. They have bad thoughts. Sometimes they disobey their mothers. They have to be punished. But what do their mothers know anyway? You're out all night with Uncle Rudy. But he's not my uncle. Why does she call him my uncle?
Thank you, Doctor, very much. I think I have enough material for my story now.
This crazy Dr. Jacob Hofritz, the one in a trillion obstetrician whose favorite color just has to be pink, only in People. And say hello to Martina Navratilova's new travel companion. People celebrates people.
Not a world that will be, but could be. The Twilight Zone you live in at the year 2026. All right. And notice he medicalizes them and controls them for life. It's their plan. They admit it. They bragged about it. And you're not living in the prediction of it. You're living in it now. And the people caught up in it are either brainwashed or they're part of it making money off of it. Now, here's Brett Pike, great young man. All of his analysis is dead on history. Musk loves it, posts it, hundreds of millions of views a month. Congratulations to him. Here's a nice little snapshot on the Frankfurt School in Germany that basically modernized all the old satanic garbage that does this. Everyone talks about the perverted ideologies pushed by American schools, but do you know where they come from? Germany's 1920s, the Frankfurt School. By the 1960s, it had completely infiltrated the American university system. Here it is.
Everyone talks about all of the perverse things they teach in school, but no one talks about where these things come from. The majority of public schools push feminism, climate ideology, atheism, critical race theory, and gender ideology on the students. And when you trace the origins of these ideologies, it will take you back to Germany in the 1920s, to something called the Frankfurt School. The school was made up of Marxist intellectuals who wanted to know why Marxism didn't successfully take root in the West. And their ultimate goal was to psychologically transform society through culture, media, and the education system. So in order to do that, they decided to expand Marxist theory into something called cultural Marxism. Whereas Marxism pitted the rich against the poor, through cultural Marxism, they could create infinite divisions and make more people identify with being oppressed. And through doing this, they could use minority groups to seed revolution and overthrow the West. And so they developed critical race theory, gender theory, sexual liberation theory. Well, the Frankfurt School was funded by Felix Weil. And in 1945, he made his way to America. And if you look up the school's key thinkers, most of them made their way to America, including Herbert Marcuse, who would live in America for 45 years, and he would become the father of the New Left. And that's why when they're pushing any of these ideologies, they're really just teaching cultural Marxism. And this is why I tell people that everything taught in school is taught through the Marxist lens of oppressed versus oppressors. And while they frame the discussion as grievances designed to give people power, it's really all designed to take your power away and ultimately cede that power to a small elite ruling class. And this is why I write books on how information is controlled, on what makes America so special. And I teach courses on topics like propaganda, because we owe it to our kids to teach them how the world really works. Check out my private homeschool community. And Cubs to Bears books. ClassicalLearner.com.
I want to get him on the show. All right, we're going to start the next hour. The great Ted Nugent's going to join us to talk about what's happening in our world. Then we've also got Mike Lindell, the latest in Minnesota, and more, all the election fraud news coming out. Now, to viewers and listeners, when you buy products at thealexshowstore.com, they're incredible. They work really well, of course, because I want you to get them again. They're game-changing. You should get them because they're great. But also because we are ahead of the curve on the enemy like nobody else. We got their number, and we're going to expose their operations and never quit and never back down. I will never stop, but I could give out. I need your support. For our legal battles with the deep state and for our networks and for our expansion and for everything we're doing. So please shop at thealexshowstore.com for the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the very best supplements and more. And we have a huge flash sale. I'm told this is only running until Friday because they have a limited supply of ultramethylene red. It's getting close to selling out. It's proprietary. Crush brain fog and unlock incredible focus. Buy ultramethylene blue in the tincture of the capsules, 25% off, and get a bottle of ultramethylene red for 50% off. Only at thealexshowstore.com. Supplies won't last. The globalists want you foggy, tired, and compliant, as I just showed you the CIA document. Don't let them win. The Alex Jones Naturals line is hitting back with the ultimate nootropic power pack. Ultramethylene blue skyrockets cellular energy, sharpens memory and mental clarity, and cleans out all your cells like nothing else. Ultramethylene red, sour strawberry flavor, loaded with active B vitamins, organic type, TMG, ALCAR, uridine, CoQ10, bypasses genetic blocks, MTHER, regenerates nerves, crushes inflammation, boosts mood, focus, energy to insane levels with no letdown. This combo is unbelievable together. To stack them, laser focus and eliminates brain fog, explosive mitochondrial energy, literally skips the oxygenation process, sharper memory and faster learning, mood motivation surge, long-term brain protection, all in one great tasting, rapid absorption liquids, no junk fillers, third-party tested, made in the USA. You've heard medical doctor in here just a week ago. I didn't even know that, or 2 weeks ago, Doc Chambers, Green Beret medical doctor. He's like, I love methylene blue. When I got blown up in an armored vehicle and brain damage, I could barely talk. I did my own research and got on, and it regrooved the, you know, the fiber in my brain, the jackets, the cells, and boom, I'm back. I mean, it's just like, oh, been on it since 2004. Wow. He loves ours. This is super strong. This is not a game. It's not a joke. Start your position first. Ultramethylene red's incredible, so is ultramethylene blue at thealexshowstore.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air. We'll be right back.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexshowstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexshowstore.com. We have a new product in at thealexshowstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexshowstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up and more, your calls as well. But first, let's play this new John Bound report, the servicing of royal murder and sex crimes.
Epstein files continue to crumble the foundations of an old world loosely strung together by its anointed Luciferian power broker. Connections to Saudi royalty have surfaced, while Epstein being authorized to land at UK Royal Air Force bases has the British government scratching its head.
But who, if anyone, is following up what we now know from one email that I discovered, which is short, but brings in the Children's Investment Fund, of which Rishi Sunak was a partner, the advisor that sent it, who then goes on to also advise Sarah Ferguson, who is given a royal appointment from Mum, the Queen, for some sort of role that we don't know of, who the next day jumps on a plane to China to arbitrate a trade deal that is facilitated with Prince Andrew, who, as we know, then goes on to take probably a wholly different group of Chinese people into royal palaces before we find out that they are not who they say they are.
The cold case of Alyssa Dmitrieva pops back up to the surface. A 17-year-old Latvian teenager went missing in August of 2011. A dog walker stumbled across her badly decomposed, partially clothed remains on the Queen's private Sandringham estate in Norfolk, prime royal hunting ground, the kind of place where the Windsors go to shoot pheasants and escape the spotlight. Police immediately launched a full-blown murder probe. Evidence piled up. Phone pings placed her last signal near Sandringham. Two men were in custody, yet no charges, ever. Now under scrutiny as the British royal family squints in the spotlight.
There are villages within this estate, so it is open to the public in many places. Only around the house is it very private and secure. And this happened about a mile away from the main gates to the house, so it is in the Queen's backyard, you could say.
In Norway, across the pond from the UK royal demonic pedos, Crown Princess Mette Marit's son, Marius Borg Hoiby, is on trial in Oslo, facing 38 charges, including 4 counts of rape, aggravated assault, threats, non-consensual filming, and more against multiple women from 2018 to 2024. Newly released Epstein files expose hundreds of emails between Crown Prince Mette Marit and the Mater D of Satan from 2011 to 2018, chatting about island visits for her family, her boredom with royal life, and topics like adultery and suggesting naked women pics as wallpaper for Marius. And right on cue, because she assumes she is above the peasants, she publicly apologizes for her poor judgment.
I just think it's extremely sad. It's sad that we have people at the very top who think it's acceptable to associate with a convicted pedophile. I find that quite tragic.
However, Norway just slammed the door on elite impunity. Former Prime Minister Thorbjørn Jagland, an ex-Nobel Peace Prize committee chair and Council of Europe boss, has been charged with aggravated gross corruption over his deep ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein document dumps exposed emails showing Jagland arranging solo and family trips to Epstein's luxury spots in Paris, New York, and Palm Beach, even after the financier's 2008 conviction for soliciting a minor. Jagland showered Epstein with gifts, travel perks, and possibly loans tied to his influential positions. The Council of Europe has stripped his diplomatic immunity at Norway's request, clearing the path for the indictment.
It is a very serious suspicion, and the circumstances that have been uncovered must be taken very seriously. I am glad that I live in a constitutional state where the prosecuting authorities take their responsibility seriously, and I will be careful not to get involved because it is their responsibility.
Meanwhile, back in the United States,
Goldman Sachs accepted the resignation of its chief legal officer, Kathy Rumler. Recent documents released by the U.S. Justice Department showed she accepted gifts from Epstein and advised him on how to address media inquiries regarding his crimes. Rumler is the most high-profile banking executive to depart after the release of the latest Epstein files.
Still, Zero movement on the home team pedo elites. It's the same.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The Motor City Madman, fellow Texan, Ted Nugent is going to be joining us in the third hour today. Then Mike Lindell is going to co-host with me on the election fraud, all the latest developments. Always love talking to Mike. But I told you I'm going to work your calls every day because I love your calls. So interspersed with all this news I'm about to hit that's so important, I want to open the phones up specifically for listeners to give your take on the revelations that we're seeing in Mexico and the ongoing terror attacks and Trump saying he's ready to send troops in and where you think that's going. And if you're military or Border Patrol or ICE, or if you're in Mexico, in fact, let's just say that to the listeners. The listeners know this. I think listeners want to hear this. In fact, let's just say I want callers in Mexico or Americans or others who are tourists trapped in Mexico, and I want military, police, in the U.S., in Mexico, particularly anybody that's eyewitnesses, let's everybody else don't call in because we're not going to put you on air. Give these folks a chance to get on air. So I was thinking, why am I asking the general public what they think? I mean, I care what they think, but in this case, why not talk to people that are in the middle of it or military that's been involved in this before or currently involved or law enforcement? So I'll probably only take 7, 8, 9 calls because we got Ted Nugent coming up, and I'm not going to leave you on hold. I'm going to go right to you. Sometimes I do. That's a problem because I'll have a bunch of callers go to a guest and come back to you. But I'm just going to take these calls and then move on. But I want to hear from you. It's always amazing, you know, like when they had that terrible helicopter crash in the passenger plane over D.C., and it turned out to be basically on purpose, a leftist psychotic, totally swept under the rug, a DEI hire, a Biden staff member. We opened the phones up to air traffic controllers, and it was just incredible, the intel we got. It was all accurate, all next level, days before it all came out. We had callers calling in from Reagan International Airport. I mean, it worked there. It was amazing. Military air traffic controllers, you name it. Well, it's the same thing here. But if you're in Mexico, if you're a tourist held captive with the hotels gouging you, if you've witnessed things, other parts of Mexico, Cancun, Guadalajara, here's the toll-free number. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And sometimes people in foreign countries can't call a 1-800 number, but they can call a regular number. So if you have problems with 877-789-2539, the 512-646-1776 will get you in. 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776. Here's Trump saying he's ready to send in troops. Here's Bukele, and I know it's in Spanish, but I want to get it on record. That's subtitled for radio. He says, look, if a government's committed to crush crime, you can. But if the government's corrupt, the crime is going to take over and collapse you. He's dead on. And then a few of the more wild clips that have come out, just to the mass bedlam that is still ongoing. And I'll be back and hit some huge Epstein news, CIA news, and then take your calls. Here it is.
From Mexico saying that I offered to send U.S. troops into Mexico to take care of the cartels. She wants to know, is that true? Do you
harsh. That's why I'm asking. We'll see.
I will answer it. It's true. Absolutely. Because they should be. They are horrible people that have been killing people left and right. That have been. They've made a fortune on selling drugs and destroying our people. We lost 300,000 people last year to fentanyl and drugs. They're bad news. Yeah, that's true. If Mexico wanted help with the cartels, we would be honored to go in it.
La única forma de solucionar un problema que ya existe de inseguridad es con la fuerza del Estado, que yo lo he dicho en otras ocasiones, todo Estado es más fuerte que sus grupos criminales presentes en su territorio. No hay Estado que no pueda contra los criminales. Si un Estado no vence a la criminalidad es porque el Estado es cómplice o porque partes del Estado son cómplices. Una vez el Estado se libera de la complicidad con la delincuencia y va con fuerza hacia los criminales, los vence.
¡Dale, dale, dale, dale!
¡Sí, no más! ¡Verga!
¡Gobierno, ahí tira!
We have a civil war here in America with the patriots that know how to use the guns. We will defeat any leftist so-called communist government if we know we can have the victory and their minions. But they're going to just blow out the power, release bioweapons, you name it. So we don't want the civil war. We want to fix this peacefully. But they have been planning to use the cartels, the left has, on record, in their documents, in their statements, when they break up the U.S. as their muscle. That's even in the Rex 84 reports on the Democrat communist plans back in the 80s. And, of course, they made a movie about it, Red Dawn. And it's ongoing in Mexico. It has not stopped. In fact, it's just spread all over the country. It's not like I'm just now saying this. I predicted this was all coming. I told you specifically. And now it's here. That's why Trump tried to head it off in the past by taking down Venezuela. That'll take down Cuba, and that'll kick the cartels out who are controlled by Venezuela and Cuba. But Hezbollah is way more dangerous than Hamas, and they do have, numbers I've got, at least 50,000 soldiers in the U.S. They could easily do stuff like this all over the United States. And then literally the Fed showed up and the military to try to take them out. The Soros broadcasters and the left would say, oh, they're terrorists, they're Nazis. It's in the movie Civil War, one battle after another, attack them. And the left will attack our military and police if Islamic terrorists attack us. They will side with them. So that's how dangerous this situation is. So Trump has escalated this, obviously getting Mexico to kill the leader of the most dangerous cartel, knowing they'd pull this so we can detonate it early, make them jump the gun and fight them in Mexico instead of here, and cutting off their funding and command and control in Venezuela. I told you before Trump got in, he was going to do this. This isn't even regime change. This is heading off this attack, the Podesta plan, before they're able to launch it. And on that front, Trump is doing a great job. The people that say, oh, you're now pro-war, they're just not sophisticated. The war is already here with the cartel. The Democrats are allied with them. Now, will this be successful? I don't know. But much of that success is in the information space. The average American has no idea why this is going on. And the communication from the White House, Rubio's done the best explaining why we're doing this and the hemispheric threat, but even he, it's been somewhat shit-guarded. Because I guess they don't want Congress to say, oh, wait, you're already fighting a regional war? The war already started. This is the globalist plan. So it is a big, big deal. Again, the phone lines are loading up with Albert and Green Beret in Florida and Mike and Special Forces and so many other. We got Albert's a tourist in Mexico. And again, I don't say this to write myself in the story like Hunter S. Thompson. I get a call by one of the most famous journalists on TV. Not going to say their name. And hey, we've got high-level government sources that you and about 100 people are on a hit list with the cartels and high-level Democrats over the phone were bragging about how their next phase is to kill Trump, his family, you, and a bunch of people. Then Flynn calls 3 days later and says, yeah, it's classified, but I've gotten the information and you're on the list and a bunch of others, so be really careful. That's huge amounts of money. And Flynn didn't want to tell him, write himself the story. It later came out that he's up there near the top of the list. And that was months before it came out that they've got 50,000 on an average Border Patrol or ICE agent and $1 million on high-level officials like Christy Noem, Tom Homan, and others. And on the Trump family, they've never seen numbers like this. I'm not supposed to say the number. I'm not going to say it. But the number for Trump's family is what it used to be for Trump. And then for Trump, it's a sum so huge, you wouldn't even believe it. So I'm glad there's only $1 million on my head, though that's on the top end. And I got the same bounty Christy Noem has, Tom Homan. $1 million. Now, again, they're like, well, why are you still here? They don't launch until they get the green light. Just like you just saw, I explained, I've told the story probably 100 times. Remember like 10 years ago, I gave the analogy, Matt Bracken loved it. You ever have fire ants sting you? If you live in the South, you have, because they're not the rest of the country. But you'll be out at a picnic or whatever, or playing baseball or whatever it is, you know, and like it's during a break, you sit down or whatever, you're playing football, you know, they tell you, sit down, take a break 5 minutes while we bring out the Gatorade or whatever. And then the fire ants get on you, and they don't sting you right away. They get all over you, and then one hits you, one bites you. They bite you because they bite you with their mandibles, and then they bend over. They bite you to pinch the skin like you're doing a shot. You ever seen a fire ant? They bend over. And they bite to pinch the skin, and then they shove the stinger in. And you'll feel the first one hit, and then all of a sudden, pow, 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 pow. Now, they don't have antennas on top of their heads sending out a transmission, though now we know they actually do. The main way they do it, they studied, is pheromones. You'll have a top warrior ant who, in their genetics, decides to, when it's ready, because they release a pheromone that, hey, we're climbing on them, give it a minute. Literally, they've done studies. That's a smell. And then once they have had enough time, they go, all right. And the first one attacks, and then all the others attack a second later. And I've had up to 30 of them on me at once, where they're all over you, you don't know it, you're having a picnic, and all of a sudden, psow, psow, ooh. Anybody who's had this happen, you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. That's how this works. So they've got the cartels, they've got the killers, they've got the hitmen, they've got their people in place. And then, just like you just saw in Mexico, like I told you, it's boom, and they attack. They're ready, they're trained, they get the order, they go. And that's where we are. And so that's what I got banned on Twitter for, was they had Lester Holt on there with the head of Twitter at the time. And he goes, Alex Jones just said murder members of the press and kill Democrats and Antifa with battle rifles. They didn't show a clip, you know. This is what I said was, they'd come to my house. My security said, please don't talk about it, so I didn't. We don't know they've been to the right house. We since moved. And they just broke into Tucker's house the same night and a bunch of other people that didn't want it talked about. Like for the few people you heard that got swatted in my office, it was a lot more. Just you know, last year. A lot of people, for reasons, don't want to know that they hit the right house or whatever. And I knew about, I don't know, 10 people got hit in a two-night period around the country by Antifa breaking down their doors. One person had their car burned up. I had people leaving notes, we're going to kill you. Caught on surveillance camera, you know, doing it. And the point was, I went on air and I said, they may make their move. They may launch. using drug cartels and others and Antifa and communists and Islamics and overthrows. They were talking about, right at the time, John Brennan had gone on C-SPAN with a big meeting of former intelligence agents and said, don't worry, he'll be gone in a few months. They said impeachment. He said, no, the other thing. Then Phil Mudd went on TV, CIA, and said, we're going to kill Trump on CNN. Remember that? So I saw all that, and I said, well, they're getting their people ready when they make statements like that because they're creating confidence. And then I saw them hit at least 10 prominent people's houses in a two-night period. And I said, those are probing tests. And so I said, get your battle rifles ready, or if you're a prominent person, you should probably get out of your house for a few weeks in case they decide to launch this, because Brennan was saying they were getting ready to launch a hot coup. They backed off. They didn't do it. Tucker sold his house and left, you know, moved to Maine and Florida. But my point is that when they hit, they hit. And it'll be just like fire ants. And they got a list of sheriffs and state reps and governors they don't like. They got a big list of people they're coming to kill. So if you turn on the news, you hear about assassinations of political leaders, things burning, murder, get out of your house. Get out. Get out. Because there's a very good chance they're coming. Now, if you're looking for a little retribution, go get in the bushes at your house. You're ready to sit there for 20 hours. Or go park down the street and watch if you really want to engage these people. But these are scum. Their lives aren't worth you. They'll have more scum that step into their place. I would not advise engaging these people, because it's our brains. It's our leadership they want. They don't want us. In the first phase of this, they want to wipe out the information operatives that know the truth and that can fill the battle space with truth and leadership. So they want our leadership taken out. So waiting and fighting them is not a good idea. You need to remove yourself from the zone they're in to live to fight another day. But we've re-entered that zone now where they're lined up, ready to go. I don't know if they're going to launch, but this is the closest ever, and they just launched in Mexico because Trump's cutting off their operations. All right, let's go to Green Beret in Florida on what's happening in Albert in Mexico, a tourist, and Mike in Florida. Special forces on cartels in the USA. Frost call in Mexico on the cartels. Bill in Mexico. K, Texas Army, Mexico, violence. DJ in Mexico. We're going to go to you quickly. Green Beret in Florida, your take.
Hey, Alex. How's it going, man? Hey, so I just want to cover a couple of things. Just a little bit about my background. After I retired from special forces, I ended up having to had a client who was attacked by the cartels because of the suits he was bringing against them in Mexico for some accidents that happened. You know, the other day you were talking about how they are basically running the businesses down there, whether it be legally or illegally. They're controlling all that. You know, that has spread over the border for decades now. I'm not telling you anything new that you don't know, but a lot of listeners probably don't realize
they
that.
They have no idea how heavy the infiltration is.
Yeah, I mean, they're literally strong-arming businesses all over to take money. But the other thing, too, that I wanted to cover is, you know, with that being said, you know, and I'm probably not telling you anything you didn't already know or even report on, in the 90s, we were training these Mexican units to come up to the U.S., to Fort Bragg and to Fort Benning, during what is called the Mexican Training Initiative, and then also what we called Taco Tech at Fort Benning, the School of the Americas. But we were giving all these guys training and then sending them back down to Mexico, covering for their counterinsurgency that they were literally fighting at the time and still are, of course. But, you know, a lot of them, because of the corruption, you know, their unit members were getting killed and all this, and they would find out that, you know, the government officials were actually letting the cartels in on it and, you know, kind of diming them out when they would go to do these hits. So they then become, you know, cartels themselves. Let's look at the Zetas. You know, in particular, they're one of the hardest hitting in Mexico, and they are definitely brutal. You know, to be in that cartel, you have to be a former special forces, special operations guy in the Mexican military. But the thing that I really wanted to kind of bring apart that maybe...
You're telling this stuff that's absolutely vital with your first-hand experience. Well, look at this current New Generation cartel calls their soldiers, their best ones who are former military, Delta Force, copying the name of the U.S. Army Special Operations.
Oh, 100% they are. And that, and they're all moving to this model. And, you know, speaking of models, you know, they've been in an insurgency for decades now. I'm not talking just 10, 20 years. I'm talking 30 years. And if you look at the unconventional warfare / insurgency pyramid, a lot of people call it the Soro pyramid. You know, we are so far, we're literally just now in America seeing this happen. But, you know, the incipient phase has been going on for years.
Let's be clear. This is a giant warfare laboratory developing better and better forces. Tactics are getting more hardcore. While we're up here getting fat and happy, they're squatting in the jungle getting tougher. These are some serious people.
100%, 100%. And I recommend people just Google the insurgency pyramid, and they'll see what I'm talking about here. But in Mexico in particular, we have definitely just crossed over from that clandestine or covert phase into the overt. And, you know, that minor
military.
In fact,
we should say that the biggest cartel war ever that is multi-country is, and do you agree this has been triggered by Trump understanding they had a larger plan to project power into the U.S., so he's trying to trigger them to false fire early?
I do. And part of it, too, is because he shut the border down so hard, so fast, that, you know, now they are having to go to other places and kind of like go back on their PACE program. Now they're at their third level. They're at their contingency level now. You know, their primary course was coming across the border during the Biden administration, and now that got shut down, so they went to their alternate, which is going around the U.S., coming in through Canada and all that.
And he cut off their money laundering in the U.S. I mean, Trump's really doing it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's done a lot. However, the problem is, and you've said this many times, you know, when you're in the fight and you're about ready to die, that's when you fight the hardest, and they're definitely at it. The problem now, though, is that I think we're really going to start seeing a lot of other countries that have been supporting them, whether it be the Iranians, whether it be the Chinese or anybody else, really start pouring a lot more into the proxy.
Heavy weapons. And we had Obama before giving him a million guns in Fast and Furious as well. So you're absolutely right. And so they're in their potential death throes. They know they've got to make their move. Yep. That's why they're so incredibly dangerous right now. Do you think they're going to escalate to kidnapping Americans in the United States?
100%. 100% they are. And to be honest, they may even use other sleeper cells that they helped facilitate get across the border to go, hey guys, you owe us now. You know, because when you look at this insurgency pyramid, you know, like I said just a second ago, we've crossed over from the clandestine to the overt. We did that probably 3 years ago, you know, with minor military, paramilitary actions and all that. In the past couple of days, because of the shutdown and the help of the U.S., you know, they've gone to what I would consider definitely large-scale military and paramilitary actions now. That's what we've been seeing in these past couple of days. Part of that is leading to, as I was just saying, that international strategic communications, where they're going to probably start using people that they've helped facilitate across the border to go, hey, we
need they're going to call in their debts, and they got their families down there threatening to kill them. That's what you understand. Incredible call. It's going to be hard to go through these calls quickly. They're all so good. Thank you, Green Beret. The guy knew what he's talking about. This is go time, folks. It's all connected internationally, all the different pieces. This is serious business. All right. Bunch of calls from Mexico, more U.S. military, special forces. I'm coming back, and I'm going to you quick. I'm coming right to you. Stay with us and share those live feeds.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want every one of these incredible callers to hold. We got American Tourist, Trapped in Mexico, DJ. We got Albert in Mexico, a tourist trapped there. We've got callers from the military with their takes on it. We just took an incredible call from a former Green Beret on what's happening. I totally agree with them. We got Kay in Texas, Army on Mexico violence, Trump, Mexico, and more. And Ted's going to be here up front taking your calls. Then when we start the next hour, we're going to get into the Satanism, the Epstein files. You know, all of it. We're going to get into the left openly coming for our children, the midterms, and the current state of the Second Amendment with Ted Nugent. We got Albert, who is a tourist trapped in Mexico. We'll be going to him in a moment. But just big picture, Ted Nugent, great to have you here, my friend. You're back in Texas, just up the road from me up there at your great ranch. How would you describe the moment America is in right now with the attacks on ICE, the Democrats openly saying they're anti-American, death to America everywhere? I mean, this is just getting crazier by the minute.
Well, Alex, you're doing a great job celebrating truth, logic, common sense, and all the evidence that you cannot escape. You know, the more and more people are waking up. So God bless you for swinging that crowbar of truth, logic, and common sense and crushing skulls everywhere it goes. That's really the missing link. And you're doing God's work. You know, we use that term a lot. But what is God's work? I'd like to think that it's we the people speaking up and identifying all the bad and the ugly so that we can maximize the good. But there's a military term, and I just trained with a bunch of SWAT guys and a bunch of Army Rangers yesterday. So if I look a little high, it's because I have a ballistically coefficient inspiration right now. Bottom line is everybody knows, especially if they're paying attention to Alex Jones, and Shemaine and I do podcasts on Real America's Voice. She's got an amazing Faith and Freedom podcast. She's just unbelievable talking about God's work. And I have a spirit campfire, which I'd like to think Alex Jones... The Alex Jones Show qualifies as a spirit campfire. So there's a military term that I don't know if I can use on your show, but it's kind of like a cluster crack. It's a royal clusterfuck. Anyhow, there's a lot of people waking up because they see that you can't use our tax dollars to regender a gerbil in Peru and that you have to have accountability, you have to have constitutional accountability from our elected employees, and Donald Trump and his team are doing a great job. It's not perfect. Nobody's perfect. However, if I may digress, my band in Ardmore, Oklahoma, Saturday night, my guitar tone, Johnny Big on bass guitar and Jason Heartless on the drums, it was perfect. The spirit of our music right now, which shows that we can improvise, adapt, and overcome. I fight the evil forces every day. I identify the Satanism like you do. I identify the corruption. The Democrat Party is basically a satanic cult. The evidence now with the Epstein files is irrefutable, and more people are realizing that if you don't vote Christian, constitutional, conservative conservation, if you don't vote those core values, that the Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden gang laughs in your face. So we created this. We talked about it before, Alex. HunterNation.org. I hope your team will put it on the screen at some point. HunterNation.org is a movement where we're going state to state, most obviously in the seven swing states, where we finally got conservatives who had never voted before. The worst person in America, the worst person in the world is someone to look you in the eye and go, well, I'm not into politics, because everything that determines quality of life, everything is based on politics. And that's what you're spotlighting.
And we're going to talk about that specifically, because when you said, what do you want to talk about? I said, I want to get into voter turnout. We have two groups, hunters and evangelicals, who are conservative in their policies, are the lowest voting group there is. It is the missing link. It is pathetic. We're going to hit it next hour. But we got you on a little bit early, and I appreciate you coming on to take calls. We got tourists trapped down there. We got U.S. military on their take. I want to go to them and run through them quickly before we get into all the great topics with you, Ted Nugent. But first, just in general, this is the biggest cartel war ever. Hundreds and hundreds dead. It's not just 25 National Guard. Trump says he's ready to send in the military if they ask for it. The Democrats we know are working with cartels here domestically. We had a Green Beret talking about that earlier. Where do you see all this going?
Well, everybody knows that the Mexican government is the drug cartel, that the Mexican military is the drug cartel. The Mexican law enforcement is the drug cartel. Those are basically slaves. Mexicans are basically slaves to a corrupt, tyrannical, drug cartel-driven gang. And I don't know how much I can say on the Alex Jones Show, but I got word today from a bunch of military specialists, shall we say.
No, what are they telling you? You can say whatever you want. Say it.
Well, I can't tell you. I think for security reasons, I'm not allowed to say where these boots are on the ground, but there's some close by and there's some far, far away in the Mediterranean. But Donald Trump is playing chess. He's not playing checkers like the past administration. He's improvising, adapting, and overcoming, but the Mexican condition is a manifestation of a culture that has gone down the toilet, which is why people of consciousness, goodwill, a work ethic, and good over evil understanding, they want to come to America. But now we're opening another subject. They've got to come legally. You gotta come like my grandparents, Henning and Rachel Johansson from Sweden. They learned to speak English and they came through Ellis Island. And that there's still a debate, a conversation about how many genders there are, whether a secure border is important, or whether there's a difference between legal and illegal immigration is really so bizarre. But I tell everybody I do interviews with every day, don't try to ask the question why. I don't care why people think that we need an open border. We just need to stop it. I don't care why people think there's more than two genders. We just got to shut it down.
No, I totally agree. And now what we see happening here illustrates that. Let's take a call from Albert in Mexico, a tourist trapped in Mexico. Albert, what are you seeing in Mexico? Where are you?
Alex, how's it going, man? I'm in Tijuana. I'm out here for my boy's wedding. Get this. I checked in my hotel wearing an InfoWars shirt. The lady, she gives me the key. I get to my hotel room, and there's a note that says Alex Jones fired Owen because he wouldn't gargle Trump's sack daily and worship Israel.
Very funny prank call. I love it, brother. Let's take some entertainment. Frost in Mexico on the cartels. You're on the air with Ted Nugent. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Frost Carr. How you doing?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was there, man, during the whole thing yesterday, Sunday morning. Yeah. I kind of entered the town early that morning. Kind of saw some, you know, car on fire at first. And, you know, there was a fire in the back of the town. And, you know, that happens down here. So it wasn't a big deal. And, you know, I came down on Sunday for a reason because it's usually pretty quiet. People are usually with family and church and whatnot. But I went to the Costco, got some things. Like I said, everything was kind of quiet. Wasn't a big commotion at all. Left Costco about 9:30, 9:40, something like that. And I headed on to the main road. And as soon as I turned on the main road, there was a car in front of me. We were starting to head down the main road going north. All of a sudden, I saw some cars on fire in the road. I'm thinking, oh, this isn't normal. You know, that's more than one car. Got another fire. Something's down. I look in the rearview mirror, and sure enough, back before I made the turn, they got the southbound blocked off of cars. So all of a sudden, I'm in like this road warrior situation. So I had a friend of mine who's a tour guide. So I texted her and said, hey, you know, there's something going on down here. And she texted back and said, some sort of cause. And, you know, that happens down here. There was like a girl who got killed with a DUI a couple of weeks back, and they, you know, did the same thing.
So to be clear, you're in Puerto Vallarta. Has the violence stopped?
Yeah, I mean, again, the people down here kind of know the drill. You know, I've been coming down here for years, and you know, I'm up here in Punta Mita, been living up here for a little bit. I've traveled all over Mexico, so I know the people. I got, you know, a friend who's in government in Guadalajara, or she's in Guanajuato. So I've been talking to her, getting some, you know, information from.
So where do you think this is going?
Well, obviously, this whole area has been kind of quiet for a while, and it's because the cartels haven't had any real competition. There hasn't been anything stirring up any, you know, anybody. But, you know, taking out this recent guy obviously is going to cause a power vacuum. So, you know, the folks here, you know, they kind of, again, they know the drill, and they know that this was, you know, pretty much a show of, like, you know, who's in charge, you know, little Johnson measuring. Because otherwise, they got to worry about another cartel moving in while it's in a weak position.
It's incredible. You know? It's so scary. Thanks for the call, American living in Mexico. You know, Ted, we don't want America to turn into that. I've been told by law enforcement, police, Green Beret earlier, saying much of Texas, we don't even know, is actually already under cartel control, the businesses, you name it. What are your sources? I know you're heavily involved with law enforcement, the military. What are they telling you about the level of cartel infiltration in America?
Well, you know, I went to Mexico years ago, took my dad on a hunting trip, and it was scary the whole time. You could tell it was corruption. You could tell that everybody was compromised. And then I went over with a friend of mine just a couple years ago, and I barely got out of the country. Am I out of line, Alex, when I say that Americans just should not go to Mexico? that you're rolling the dice, that it's dangerous, and that you can't trust any government, you can't trust the law enforcement, you can't trust any of their institutions. I would rather that Americans just stayed home and spent their money in America. And I know my buddy Sammy Hager goes down there to Cabo Wabo all the time and has all his parties, and he says, oh, it's safe down here. Well, if violence can erupt on such a regular basis as it does in Mexico, why would any American even go down there and spend their money?
No, I agree with you. I'm not going back to Mexico for a long time, and I'm still haven't gone a lot because it's so dangerous.
I really believe that. I think it's inevitable that those monsters, the cartels, they don't care anything about life. I mean, they're all maniacs. They're devils. They're terrorists. They're monsters. I believe that they're going to infiltrate across the border into America. But I think American law enforcement is more than ready right now, especially under Donald Trump. We don't have any generals in skirts anymore, so that the military and the law enforcement are working together. Like I said, I heard from some commandos this morning that are over in the Middle East and some that are closer by at the border. Our guys are as ready as anybody's ever going to be. And I know our military has been watered down over the years thanks to Joe Biden and the Democrats and the failure to identify the importance of a strong America, a strong military. But since we got the generals in skirts the hell out of there, I really believe that we're in better position now than we've been in the last few years.
No, I agree, but I'll go one further. The cartels control the tourist zones. I think it's a boycott against what they're doing. I think Americans should just embargo it for years, and that'll really bring the cartels to their knees.
I agree. And once again, you know, I'm militantly anti-substance abuse, but the cartels are not the real problem. The real problem are Americans that buy the stuff. The Americans that think that using the cartels' poison is somehow a party.
Did you know the cartels, the new generation cartel, has two rules. Don't sell meth or fentanyl to Mexicans. Sell it to gringos. They kill you if you sell it there.
Isn't it a shame that Americans are that stupid and gullible and that feeble to think that facilitating and financing the Mexican drug cartels is a harmless act? It's like the transgender insanity or the drag queen story hour. Everybody goes, well, it's harmless. No, it's not. It's harmful. If you're participating in substance abuse from the Mexican government and the Chinese fentanyl producers and facilitated by our own Joe Biden gang through the open borders, you're the enemies of America and you're fools. You gotta quit using the poison as produced and facilitated and delivered by the drug cartels.
100%. My God, how insane do you have to be to use any of this stuff? Let's go to Frank in Van, Arizona. Frank is a Mexican. He's here in Texas. His take on the cartels, you're on the air with Ted Nugent. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Mr. Jones, thank you for having me. And Mr. Ted Nugent, good afternoon. I was born and raised in Stark County. And for the past 33 decades, I'm 60 or four decades, our sheriffs have been arrested. Jim Falcón, Ramirez in Zapata, Falcón in Stark County, Trevino in Hidalgo County, and Marmolejo in Hidalgo County, and Guerra also in Stark. And all of those, they're like a little bit older than me, but then talking around, you know, my good friends and stuff, they say, well, you know, they were threatened and they had to let somebody go from the jail. And that's why he got busted by the FBI and sent to prison. Our sheriffs were sent to prison. So our communities and stuff were terrorized from a young age, my young age. And then graduating from high school, my dad, my grandpa approached me and they said, hey, I know there's a lot of stuff going on in your life right now as a young man. And there's a lot of your friends that are going out to college to UT in Austin and Pan American in Edinburgh and everywhere to be lawyers. And I know that at the bar, there's always saying that, yeah, you know, we cannot afford him to go to UT or Pan Am, but he came up with somebody helping him out. So all of these guys and girls, buddies of mine, classmates, became lawyers. And their parents couldn't afford to send them to college out of town, but they did, you know. So somebody was supplying them with the funds and stuff. And then they came out, and, you know, it was just havoc. And I remember back in the old days there in Stark County when Jesse Warren, I believe, he was a year younger than me, they found him buried half body. Outside of
instead of the screen, I'm Mexican and American. You're an American who happens to be Mexican. Explain this. So what you're saying is It sounds like you're saying the cartels and other groups even funded the youth and their scholarships to kind of create the new political groups to put them in charge. That's a long game.
Correct, sir. And that was back in the 70s and 80s. I graduated 81. And that was going on back then. And, you know, neighbors and stuff, they said, yeah, we cannot afford it, but somebody's paying for his college. So
how deep is the infiltration in Texas to the cartels?
It's deep. It's really deep. I mean, there's doctors and that fund people to go to college and get a degree in law. There's lawyers that still funding other young kids to go to college and become lawyers, but they were the first step or the third step of going over there.
Yeah, people that don't know, that's a famous thing the mafia would do is put somebody in the state police, you name it. Thanks for the call. A shocking call. Thank you, sir. It's shocking information, but shocking. We already know it, but it's shocking to still hear it, Ted Nugent.
Well, Alex, I think the takeaway from this is that when you look at the gun-free zone, the gun laws in Mexico, is it exactly what the Democrats are trying to force upon America? And look at the result of the gun confiscation, the gun regulations, the gun infringements that is the policy in Mexico. It's exactly what the Democrats want to do here. They want to make the same laws in America that are going on in Mexico, which means all those innocent citizens in Mexico are virtually forced into unarmed helplessness with those gun laws. And don't anybody differentiate between the gun laws in Mexico, which is basically no guns allowed. Citizens can't have guns, and the regulations are just beyond infringements. And it's exactly what the Democrats want to do here. I mean, what was it? The mayor of some city, doesn't matter, Democrat, said that if you own a gun, you're a bad person. Just that's the Democrat
Ted Nugent
line.
Let me stop you because you hit the nail on the head. When I thought about asking you on yesterday, I meant to bring this up front. The Democrats protected the cartels, even let them smuggle kids in, let them decide where they were going to be sent. Trump needs to put this at their feet. The Border Patrol Union has, but not enough information on this. They need to be on their ass. And you're absolutely right. Mexico has basically total gun control, and you see that only criminals and the government have it. This is the perfect example of why we need a Second Amendment. Then you have Obama and his AG shipping a million guns down there during Fast and Furious, priming the pump for this. This is a larger Democrat Party plan.
We've seen it all along. I mean, Barack Obama and Eric Holder got my buddy Brian Terry killed, a Michigan buddy of mine who was in who was ICE Border Patrol, with a gun that Barack Obama and Eric Holder sent down to Mexico. I mean, our own president and attorney general were running illegal guns to Mexican drug gangs. Yet that's the same party that will tell you they're for women's rights, except that they'll put men in women's locker rooms and men in women's prisons and send guns down to Mexico. I mean, this is Planet of the Apes meets the Cuckoo's Nest. Really bizarre stuff. So I just hope that everybody who listens to Shemaine's got a wonderful podcast. I've got a podcast. You've got a great voice. It's not just about hearing us. It's about acting upon the information that we convey and share. And if an American doesn't demand that kind of accountability from our elected employees, then you're literally in the liability column for an American dream.
Right. We've been overrun. We're going to hit solutions with you next 30 minutes. We've got a few more calls, but you are dead on. This is existential threat. People have to take this serious. Trump takes it serious. He's doing a great job of the border situation. A-plus on that. People need to understand this is not something where you just off-source it to somebody else. We have to get engaged. We'll talk about how we do that with Ted Nugent in the next 30 minutes. Right now, Van is in Arizona, says he's an ex-drug dealer, knows the cartels. He says the cartel leader was actually low-level. I don't know if I agree with that, but okay, I agree there's groups above him. So Van in Arizona, what do you want to say?
The guy they took out in Mexico, not an active cartel member, more of a figurehead, just like Chapo Guzman. Chapo Guzman does not even have the majority support of being the so-called leader of the Sinaloa cartel, a different cartel than the cartel leader that was taken out. But there's another gentleman, not gentleman, named Mayo, who's actually in control, and his sons. This is more so Chapo and Mayo's sons and the Sinaloa cartel are fighting for control. And there's two different sects of the Sinaloa cartel. The guy that was taken out was an older man, kind of not relevant And the thing is, though, it's a shot fired at them, and they're coming. These guys are everywhere. There are people all over Phoenix, Arizona, Alex, that are working with these people, that are connected to these people. I myself dabbled in this life 15, 20 years ago. I haven't used any hard drugs since 2011, September 10, 2011, when I got clean. I stopped associating with these people. But I do know, and I have worked since then with people who are related through marriage to people like Chapo Guzman. And one thing that the individual that I used to work with told me, he says, when it starts, it's not going to stop. And the thing is, they've been waiting and doing this and building everything up for the last 40 years. And these people are ruthless. We see what they do to people in Mexico. I'm here on the border. I kind of want to get out of Arizona at this point. It's all over the place. But there are people that are loyal to this because of the political division, the anti-Trump, and, oh, you're with Trump, so we're going to be with the cart. That's the mentality of a lot of Americans, the divide and conquer.
Oh, we have all the footage of ICE capturing pedophiles and bank robbers and the white women screaming, we don't care, let them go.
They don't care, Alex. That's the sad part. It is so divided. But myself, I've been listening to you since I got clean. I just want to thank you, people like you, Ron Paul, people like Dave Smith, Nick Fuentes. I mean, there are good-hearted Christians out there, and I want to say thank you for leading me.
Well, I want to thank you, but you're saying all hell's about to break loose, like General Flynn saying.
I think so. I think Trump needs to neutralize them.
Flynn said on my show 2 months ago, he said the next few months a cartel war is about to break out because the Chinese through Venezuela and Cuba are funding all of this, and I believe that's what's bringing this to a head. What do you think?
I think that Americans don't understand what true war is. But I think the military needs to come home. We don't need to be focusing on Iran. Who cares about Israel?
Oh, listen, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I think we should be here. Ted Nugent, you were chomping at the bit there. Go ahead.
Yeah, what a great call. It's great that you take boots on the ground phone calls like that, because that's real hands-on, timely information. But I have a funny feeling that what you and I've talked about forever, I've been raised in hell for over 60 years, that if you're unarmed and helpless, you're unarmed and helpless. And what the Mexican gangs are doing is not unlike Hamas breaking into Israel on that open border where the Israeli defense mechanism shut down mysteriously for the hours that facilitated that invasion. That won't happen in Texas. That won't happen in Arizona. I'm sure that the cartel can do damage, but my fellow Americans, you need to have a fire extinguisher in your truck. You need to have a spare tire and a jack.
Hold on, stop
you
there. We got a gun on your belt. Satellite break, Ted. This was the other thing I meant to. America's different than Mexico's. We have a Second Amendment, but we have to exercise it. You're right. Now's the time of the bug out plan. Now's the time to go to the shooting range. Now's the time to have your family ready and if stuff gets cut off and there's attacks, you got to know where to rally point. Let's talk about, that's where Ted Nugent, the OG, warning of the globalist takeover in the 60s, 60 plus years. Oh my God. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
naked men!
Now look here. Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
In the break, an incredibly important conversation. This is a short segment. The next segment's in just 6 minutes. We have a one-minute break where some stations join us. I want to go back to the big picture. This is part of a larger globalist Chi-Com fund to take down America. Ted agrees. This is the big one, folks. As that last caller said, once the cartel said, once they started, it isn't going to stop until we stop it. This is an incredible moment right now. But, Ted, let's talk about political action, the midterms. You said this decades ago, and you've done that. You're on record moving the needle big time with millions of votes, getting rural people, getting hunters who have one of the lowest voting rates. They live in their own la-la land on a ranch. I get it. I have family that's like that. They just stay out of it and just think in their bubble everything's okay. You have the spirit of the wild. Give us all the URLs. I can find them all at tednugent.com. But you also just got a big award, wins Hook and Barrel's Reader's Choice Top Shelf Award. Rock icon and bow hunting legend Ted Nugent has won the Book and Barrel Magazine's prestigious Top Shelf Award for his article on clean and sober living. Beautiful. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, I'm just a guitar player, but I'm a We the People dad and father and uncle and grandpa and guitar player and an entrepreneur and a rancher and a farmer and a hunter and a fisher, a trapper and a cop for 41 years. So I'm living an American dream, and clean and sober is the only way you can have as much fun as I have. And I've said this to people. We just did the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, the shooting, hunting, outdoor trade show. Hundreds of thousands of people with all the outdoor industry, the shooting industry, the firearms industry. What a great gathering. If the founding fathers would have parachuted into Las Vegas during the SHOT Show, which, by the way, we're changing next year to the Shit Kicker Hellraiser Outrageous TED Show, but the people that gathered around the Hunter Nation booth to meet me and to celebrate the outdoor lifestyle, especially clean and sober, the emotional stories that these families shared with me, how this one lady said her son was a hopeless doper, he was an animal rights goofball, until he listened to me on Spirit of the Wild TV because he loved my music. Even goofballs love my music. And they saw me constantly.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't?
The importance of clean and sober, tuned in, aware of your surroundings, appreciating another miraculous day of life that God has blessed us with. And this young man went from being a goofy, drooling doper to being clean and sober and becoming a gung-ho bow hunter, because to be a good bow hunter, you have to have a higher level of awareness. You have to be tuned in, or somebody's going to have to buy you chicken. So my clean and sober rock and roll fun, tuned in, conservation lifestyle is really contagious. So I wrote this article in Hook and Barrel magazine, and it was in a segment of the magazine that typically celebrates a sundowner, a little whiskey around the campfire. And if you have a little whiskey around the campfire, that's okay. But no whiskey around the campfire is even better. And so I've had that impact on people because I'm rather uppity, and everybody wants to have an uppity, fun, defiant, electric, high-energy lifestyle, and you can't do it unless you're clean
well,
and sober.
Well, I can say this, and I've known you about 20 years. It's crazy how much you don't age for how old you are. And most of the old rockers you knew that were, you know, at your stature, they're all dead. The proof's in the pudding right now.
Well, you know, I got to jam with Jimi Hendrix and with Bon Scott of AC/DC and with Keith Moon of The Who. My band, the Amboy Dukes, opened up for The Who at Southfield High School in 1969. And they all would make fun of me because I wouldn't smoke their dope and snort their coke and their meth and get drunk and stoned and stupid. They got high and they're all dead. I went hunting and I'm still Ted. So that's very contagious in that irrefutable reality. That's why I reference truth, logic, and common sense all the time, because I'm a humble servant. That's why you're so important, because everything you exude, everything you celebrate and promote is truth, logic, and common sense. So they gave me an award, and it's not the award that matters.
Hold on, we got to go to break. 1 minute, we'll be right back.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Alright, for those that are long-time listeners, you know this. I don't say sensational things to be sensational. Reality is always stranger than fiction. It's always more sensational than BS. And I've been studying this stuff for 40 years, on air 33. Had been fighting tyranny for 65 years like Ted Nugent, living legend. I mean, you go back to what he said in the 60s and 70s, where at the interviews, it's like he had a time machine warning us. But here we are, and he's not just, you know, one of the top guitarists of all times, and not just American patriot. He's also been in law enforcement for 40 years. He has incredible sources. He's got his ear to the ground. So do I. I have a lot of great ones. And we told you, right when Trump was getting elected again, they're going to use Venezuela, the controls of the Mexican drug cartels, try to destabilize the U.S. The Democrat Podesta plan says they'll try to have a civil uprising, try to make it racial, use the cartels with Hamas, Hezbollah, Black Lives Matter, and others. They are now here. And they are saying they're going to attack inside the U.S. And what you've seen in Mexico is just the beginning. So, Ted, during the break, you were really saying, hey, we got to raise the alarm. So in your own words, let's talk about what you know, what your sources are saying, and the fact that you began to say at the end of the hour, the difference between America and Mexico is we have the Second Amendment, but you've got to be ready. You've got to be prepared. You got to have the fire extinguisher. You got to have the storable food. You got to have your networks ready, because we have to understand we're not in Kansas anymore. Ted Nugent.
Well, you know, I think the Epstein files has brought it to a peak of the level of demonicy, the Satanism, the evil that is represented by the Democrat Party, the media, academia, Hollywood. I really believe that it's a satanic cult. I mean, they come right out and show it. They praise Satan. The Epstein file information should just cause great concern by every conscientious human being, not just Americans. But, you know, we talk about the simple, pragmatic, utilitarian preparation of a self-sufficient individual. And again, I'm just a guitar player, but my dad taught me that I can live off the land. I can sustain myself. I need to protect myself, that 911, calling 911 isn't going to do any good at all if you don't have a gun and you don't have the tools necessary. So in 2026, Alex, carrying a handgun isn't going to cut the mustard. You've got to be proficient with a long gun. You've got to have training. You have to have a tactical higher level of awareness because it's going to happen. It happens all the time, actually, if you pay attention to what's going on in St. Louis, East St. Louis, and Detroit, and Chicago, and New Orleans, in Los Angeles, and San Francisco. And even here in Texas, we're not immune in Texas. Texas is probably more ready than anybody else. But once again, Luby's Cafeteria on October 31st, 1991, 25 Texans died at the hands of a guy named Hennard who drove his truck through the window because all the Texans at Luby's Cafeteria left their gun in the truck. A gun in the truck will do you no good. You've got to have a long gun accessible. You've got to be aware of your surroundings, and you've got to be reasonably tactically proficient. So I train with my sons and my daughters and my bandmates, and Shemaine and I train on a regular basis because
Let's be clear to interrupt you. You're right. For the first time ever in the last 6 months, I now carry an M4 ready to go right behind me in the truck or in my similar car, Dodge Challenger, and I'm always carrying, never forgetting a handgun. It's as important or more important than your car keys and your wallet. You have to do this now, and you have to do it, Ted Nugent.
I've never been without a gun since I graduated in 1967. And prior to that, I always had a gun nearby, but I've never not had a gun on my person. I've never failed to keep and bear arms since I graduated from high school in 1967. And I think firearms proficiency, marksmanship, safe gun handling is just as important as knowing how to work a chainsaw or a ball-peen hammer. You know what I mean? There's a certain rugged individualism that is not unique to men. My daughters, my wife Shemaine, are excellent marksmen. They are tactically proficient. But not only is it fun, but now it's a matter of life and death. Because I've used the term before, Alex, engineered recidivism. Not only do we have to deal with a court system that guarantees that we're going to go shopping with multiple contacts with paroled felons, released violent criminals, that's a guarantee in life now. Every 20th person at the shopping mall, that I don't go to the shopping mall, but every 20th person is a paroled offender. And most of them are violent offenders that the court system keeps putting on our streets. So we've got to be tactically aware. We've got to be tuned into our surroundings. And now with the increased threat of the Mexican drug cartels wanting revenge on America and Hamas and the Muslim monsters moving in major cities, even here in Texas, Houston, Dallas, my hometown of Detroit, they're everywhere. And these are dangerous people. They're unambiguous in their design, in their methodology, that if you're not a member of the Islamist team, they want you dead. So if you're unarmed and helpless, I got news for you. You're unarmed and helpless. I'm with you. I've got an M4 and my Dodge Demon Hellcat 170. I like horsepower and firepower. And it's not only a pursuit, I think it's essential and responsible nowadays.
No, I love it. The first time I was out of your house, I go in there and I just gotten one. I got my, I don't have a Demon. I had only the 700 horsepower, not the 1,000, but the same thing.
It's so powerful.
Murdered out, black on black Dodge Challenger. It is such a fun car.
I've got the original Challenger. I've got the wide body 850 horsepower, and then I've got the new Demon. I'm from Detroit, Alex, so I'm a horsepower guy, but these are rocket ships. Plus they have air conditioning. I mean, it's unbelievable. They're race cars with air conditioning and heated seats. Not that I need the heated seats, but these are the good old days. I missed out on the muscle car era because I was on the road with the Amboy Dukes 350 days a year. But I'm more than making up for it now because the muscle cars of the 60s couldn't touch the current development of the Mustang, the Corvette.
I sold out my bankruptcy, but I had a Green Demon, 1,000 horsepower. It just too much power.
Powerful.
Yeah.
But mostly, it's not only powerful, but it's absolutely controlled. Remember,
It's got the computer control system, yeah.
Yeah, I raced under the guidance of Parnelli Jones and Mickey Thompson in the desert races, so I've had the ultimate schooling on level of awareness and depth perception and how to use horsepower without killing yourself. Because I am a very aggressive young man, but I'm like Dirty Harry. A good man knows his limitations, so I make sure that I keep it under 200.
Wow, yeah, it's unbelievable. I got the original one I bought when they first came out 14, 15 years ago, and 700's great. I mean, 700's too much. It's unbelievable. Yeah, when I went to college, I had my own money. My dad goes, I got like a Shelby Mustang 500 horsepower, and I thought that was fast. Nothing compared to these Dodges. They just, we're not doing an advertisement for them, but my God, are they incredible cars.
And they're controllable, and they're proficient.
Well, let me ask you, is in race car mode, you control it. I can't control it in that. I only do it in computer mode. Do you drive non-computer?
I do. And you know, it's the ultimate justice for those left lane pigs in Texas. By the way, I'm writing a song, Get the Fuck Out of the Left Lane. Texans are the worst drivers on the planet.
By the way, I want to start a movement, I didn't know this, that says the left lane is for passing. The people drive it slower in the fast lane.
Texas, I love Texas, and there's some great drivers in Texas, there's some great Americans in Texas, but the worst drivers on the planet are on 35, they'll pass 100 signs that say left lane for passing only, and they're in the left lane, and then they'll tell you those are people from California. Those are not people from California, those are Texans. They're sound asleep.
I want to ask Governor Abbott for $5,000 fines for driving under the speed limit in the fast lane.
Well, you know, Mark Lamb in Arizona, he's got the only department, the only law enforcement agency that'll actually stop people that are hogging the left lane. So I call him and thank him all the time. But Texas law enforcement, they've got to start cleaning out that left lane because these idiots are intentionally buffoons blocking the left lane. I know this is not an important quality of life issue.
I think it's an important quality of life issue. It's getting worse. It's getting worse.
And Alex, you want to know the ultimate fun? Obviously, coming to my concert is the ultimate fun. Going to the shooting range is the ultimate fun. Cooking backstraps is the ultimate fun. You don't know the ultimate fun till you take a ride with Ted Nugent in a rent-a-car up and down I-35 where I can fix these people in the left lane.
Uh-oh. Well, take me for a ride. I want to shoot a video. Oh, we can't show it. Oh, I want to, how do you, here's the thing. The worst thing is when you'll get three of them across the whole road together, all driving under the speed limit. What is that?
It's unbelievable how stupid that. Once again, we talked about this, and this is where America is right now. The teachers union, the education system intentionally and knowingly dumbed down Americans to the point where we're graduating kids that can't read or write or talk or add or subtract. They're hygiene challenged. We are graduating the dumbest people in the world, which is all part of the plan of the Democrat Party, because the dumber you are, the more controllable you are. So my battle cry with our kids and my grandkids is that we teach them at home the basics, and then we demand real teaching. My daughter Louisa, teacher of the year in Houston at a Jewish academy. There are some great teachers out there, but for every great teacher, there's 100 propagandist maniacs out there.
Well, we see the footage of them making the kids go out for anti-ICE protests and run out in front of cars on highways.
Yes. A perfect manifestation of cultural deprivation and abandonment, that these kids are so stupid that they're protesting against law enforcement heroes that are getting rapists and murderers and child sex traffickers and carjackers out of our neighborhood. So the left and Tom Morello and Bruce Springsteen and Green Day and the Democrats are actually on the side of the George Floyds and the invaders who rape and murder. They're actually for the perpetrators and could care less about the victims. These people are sick in the head.
Well, I got an idea. You invited me up a few times. I need to come back up there. You pick the date. I want to come up and go for a drive with you on some country roads in your Hellcat.
I'm telling you, plus I got a Ford Bronco that a Gateway Bronco fixed. There's an outfit in Houston called Texas Metal Extensive that ripped me off for 6 years and destroyed my baby, my favorite Bronco. They were supposed to make it right. They shook my hands and they agreed to make it state-of-the-art Bronco, and they lied and cheated. Texas Metal Extensive in Houston are scam artists, and they destroyed my precious Ford Bronco, but Gateway Bronco took it for 3 months and made it just right, in spite of what Texas Metal destroyed.
So and it's got 600 horsepower. Bronco.
It's a badass Bronco. I got three badass Broncos.
I love Broncos. My dad always drove Broncos. How many horsepower are these Broncos?
Well, I got an original 66 half cab in Michigan that's got a 302 with about 300 horsepower. But my 74 Bronco, the Gateway Bronco fixed from Texas Metal's destruction, it's got about 500. It's got a Coyote in it, a 5.0 Coyote. And then I've got a 69 Bronco with an original 302 that's got the original 250 horsepower. Then I have one of the brand new Broncos, which are unbelievable off-road capable special vehicles. And it's got a V8, but it's only got a couple hundred horsepower, but it has such maneuverability and has such Baja technology that it'll do anything and go anywhere. Really, the new Broncos are really, really good.
Yeah. I mean, you say you don't use computers with your Hellcat, but they're incredible. I mean,
I dial mine in for maximum horsepower. And isn't it funny on the cheap E9 gas that I can get 1,025 horsepower on my Demon 170 right off the showroom floor? It is such a joy. And by the way, when my songs come on the radio, it gets an extra 300 horsepower.
All right, we're almost out of time. Incredible having you here with us. Let's talk about MC. You kind of mentioned that because I'm going to get into our private conversations, but you were like, is this Satanism really as bad as they're saying? Ted, the crew already gave me like 50 more emails today. It is literally delivering sex slaves. It says sex slaves to the Hyatt. It is literally Aleister Crowley rituals, blood drinking. And the thing is where is the DOJ? And I get light years better with Trump. That's my paradox. But at the same time, I really want to get some prosecutions here.
You know, when you watch Lady Gaga and Katy Perry and you watch the awards show and the things they talk about Ellen DeGeneres, what they've been caught doing. And I resisted that my fellow man would rape and murder and drink the blood of babies. My soul rejected that level of Satanism. But now the evidence is irrefutable. The people in Hollywood, the level of Satanism that exists in our government, in the Democrat Party, in the Clinton world, in the Obama world, in the Hollywood world, it really is as horrible as you can imagine, and then some. So I'm hoping that President Trump and the DOJ are strategizing, but these people have got to be brought to justice. We have got to expose the Epstein files, and you're doing God's work when you do so. But the Satanism that exists in the United States of America right now is beyond the imagination of an average person. Our brains don't want to go there and accept the level of demonicy that the Jimmy Kimmels and the Hollywood elite and the Uncle Sam elite. These people are pure evil. And I believe that the child sex trafficking is out of control. And I would ask those going after the child sex traffickers, why don't you kill them? Why can't we kill child sex traffickers? I've got some really specialized commando friends, and I ask, why can't we go after the child sex traffickers and kill them? They need to die.
I totally agree. Well, part of it is the sheer horror. Some of the stuff's 10, 20, 30 years old, and you're reading these emails, and it's like the sex slaves being delivered. We're processing, we're walking it up to chop it up. I want to eat it live. I love torturing that girl. And it's all Democrats, which is what's crazy about all this. And then we hear, well, it'll crash the stock market if it all comes out. It's too embarrassing. Europe's even worse. This stuff is everywhere. Keir Starmer for decades protected all the Islamic rape gangs, 250,000 girls kidnapped and raped. I mean, you're right. But the genie's never going back in the bottle, Ted Nugent. I mean, do you agree with me that no matter what happens in government, the people now get it and nothing can stop what's coming?
Well, once again, I've been a hellraiser all my life. I'm a radical. I'm an extremist. I'm a Christian, conservative. And I think, once again, Alex, because of guys like you that are raising hell. The founding fathers wanted every American to be just like Alex Jones and Ted Nugent. My wife, Shemaine, has become such an activist now. And what our HunterNation.org, what our membership represents, is to expose the evil. But when we see the report that they've saved 1,000 children that were missing, okay, they saved 1,000 children that were missing. What did you do to the people that took them? I haven't seen the report yet of what is happening, because I know what should happen to the people that kidnapped those children and absconded with them. I haven't seen that report yet, and I'm pushing Cash Patel, I'm pushing Donald Trump, I'm pushing Kristi Noem, I'm pushing the DOJ, I'm pushing local law enforcement, federal law enforcement. What are we doing with these monsters that traffic these children?
Well, Holman has found 150,000, and they have juvenile rights for days about to be out, but that's what they've said. That's what Bukele, who had the most dangerous country in the world, now the safest or second safest, he said, listen, when you have a total criminal takeover, you got to take the gloves off. And I'm for all for due process. But the point we've gotten to, they've already started a war with us, is that we're definitely leading into the time of just all-out war.
Yeah, and I don't think the evil perpetrators realize how awake we are and how ready we are. But parents out there, you have to have your head on a swivel, because there is an organization, it's organized, that they will kidnap and they will traffic your children.
Well, the transgender movement openly takes kids away from their parents and castrates them.
I've got my 13th grandchild, Bell, and my son Rocco had a baby boy. His name is River Wolf Nugent, and I bought him a machine gun. And so my drive in life is to be a good grandfather, a good husband, a good father, a good bandmate, a good citizen, a good conservationist, a good Christian, a good constitutionalist. And I think that's growing more rapidly today, Alex, than you and I have seen since we first met many years ago. So I'm enlightened and encouraged. But once again, the worst American is an American that will look you in the eye and say, I'm not into
politics.
And
let's close out on that. But the good news you just said is totally true. You're in the 60s, literally before anybody warning about all this. You're the Alex Jones of the Alex Joneses before Alex Jones. You're the Donald Trump before Donald Trump. It's just true. So I give you credit. People don't seem to, everybody respects you and loves you, but they don't understand, like, you're OG, other than like the John Birch Society or something. So, I mean, you were back when Barry Goldwater was exposing this. You were doing it. So you are a living legend, not just in rock. I think that's great, but you're more, well, I love, big fan. More important work is fighting for America. That the good news is the Great Awakening's here, but let's not miss this wave. We have got to push this thing to the next level. That's why the enemy is desperate. They know their corner, and that's why the midterms, we can criticize Trump all day, and I do. You know, go after bad guys' administration, that's great. But the main thing is the Democrats are a trillion times worse. They are the bad guys. We have to have maximum turnout in these midterms. Closing comments on that, and what you do with Hunter Nation, and the sad, you got it better, but the hunters and evangelicals, the lowest voting rates, that is a satanic spell that must be lifted.
Yeah, bending over and letting evil dominate is a self-inflicted scourge of apathy. And so we created HunterNation.org. I hope people will join me. Go to HunterNation.org. It's not about hunting, though hunting is a God-given individual right so we can sustain ourselves and perform conservation responsibilities. Plus, it's the best diet in the world. It's the best activity. It's the best exercise in the world. But Hunter Nation is going after conservatives that we bought the data. And we cross-reference licensed hunters to their voting records. And heartbreaking, it was like a William Wallace Braveheart moment where our own team turned on us by not participating in the sacred experiment self-government. So HunterNation.org, we went after these licensed hunters that had never registered to vote. And we got them to vote in record numbers in those seven swing states, particularly in 2024. And Alex, I'm telling you, if conservatives voted in meaningful numbers, the Democrats would never open their stupid so-called progressive mouths again. They would never be for drag queen story hour. They would never be for gender reaffirmation of gerbils in Peru. They would never be for penises in women's locker rooms. They would never be for open borders again, because that's toxic to the American dream. HunterNation.org is the battle cry for the midterms.
HunterNation.org, tampons and boys' bathrooms. Ted News, let me say bye to you in the break. Incredible job. And hey, we've talked about a few times hanging out again, and it didn't happen. I want to come up and I want to do some shooting with you, and I want to get a Hellcat ride with Ted Nugent.
I'm telling you, I'd like to come to Austin. I don't like to go to Austin, but I bet you could turn me on to a real restaurant in Austin. We do that sometime, Alex.
Yeah, the one time you called me, we're here in town. I was out of town. You let me know. I'm here for the next month or two. Ted Nugent, I love you, brother. TedNugent.com. Find all things Ted Nugent Planet. The left's just living on it. We'll be right back with your calls and more news straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Mike Lindell's coming up. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. Was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I want to go to the callers that we're holding during Nugent. I apologize, but he was already set. We didn't get to all these. We're going to go to you, Kay and DJ and Bill, here in a moment. Then I'm going to move very quickly through the news I haven't hit yet that is so hardcore. Each piece of this I can do an hour on, okay? This is amazing information, so important. That's why they want us off the air. So remember, your support is so vital. But let's go to your phone calls right now. Let's go to Kay in Texas, Army on Mexico violence, Trump, Mexico, and Iran next. Thank you so much, Kay. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you again. Just wanted to make a real quick point on Lutnick before I hit the Mexico situation. So I don't know how many people remember that he was the only guy out of his entire firm of, what was it, over 600 people that survived. All of his employees died. He was, you know, the one that just happened to bring his child to school one day on this perfect day. And I wouldn't even question it as much if he wasn't associated with Epstein. So he is just a slimy character. And I think if he's sitting there next to Trump, you know, it's a huge liability and it's really bad for us.
I mean, I totally agree with you.
Yeah, and then my other point was on the Mexico situation that, okay, we suddenly, it's no coincidence that we have all our forces moving into, or not all of them, but a good portion, into Iran, and then all this starts kicking off. I think, you know, if we get sucked into a two-front war, it's going to be real bad. They're going to start activating all those cells. I don't think they'll do it unless they know they can get it done, and so they're gonna start putting pressure on these different areas. And luring Trump into this goofy thing in Iran. I mean, it's like, oh, we care about the people there. Okay, man, come on.
Absolutely. I am not. It's not in our hemisphere. Israel wants us to strike it. They promised we won't hit the nuclear sites. I said we'll be told later. The enrichment's still there, which we're now told by Witkoff. It's total crap. I mean, attacked everywhere by the neocons as being a traitor right now. And just screw you, okay? Trump ran on not starting wars. It's one thing if it's Mexico and Venezuela and Cuba in our hemisphere and taking back the Panama Canal. That's a real war for America. They're still dangerous, but I back the president on that, but not the Iran situation. Doesn't mean I like the mullahs either. We called it all. We're right, and that's the facts. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and go to Bill in Mexico. Thanks for holding on cartel violence. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex? Great to talk to you.
Doing all right.
I just want to say I've lived down here about 14 years, ironically, right down the street from Cabo Wabo. But I wanted to kind of touch on the wink-wink, nod-nod relationship that the government and the cartel have always had. It's a very, very thin veneer of safety, and it's often gone in a crisis. When Chapo was extradited, I personally saw multiple bodies hanging from bridges, decapitated heads dropped off in the plaza. And again, this is something that people are luring themselves into believing that we are going to be held just south of the border. This violence will spill over pretty quickly north because the last 4 years was the biggest Trojan horse of all time. They have sleeper cells up there. They're ready to go.
Well, the Democrats openly work with the cartels and human trafficking.
Oh, of course, yeah. And actually, Mossad was down here and they cleaned up the 2017 violence that went on in our tourist area. Again, once that tourist area is breached, that's when a lot of local hotel owners and business owners reach out for help. Sometimes the government does, sometimes they don't. And I know on good fact that Mossad actually was down here doing some wet work to help clean up that. So it's a little bit deeper than most people think. And if people believe that they're safe north of the border, I can almost guarantee you that border states are compromised beyond what we can believe. They bribe their way through power, and they have their foot soldiers in there ready to roll. So,
well said, 100%. Thank you, Bill. Thanks for holding. DJ in Mexico, thank you. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Okay. Unlike the last caller, I'm not going to disclose my location. But let me just make a quick comment. I spent an hour yesterday explaining to my grandchildren how important the Second Amendment is. And another comment, I want to say that where I'm at, and I've lived in Mexico for 35 years, but the guys burning cars yesterday, just a bunch of wannabes. These guys are so smart. They know exactly what they're doing. Everything's calmer today. The kids are back in school. they're not going to blow this whole thing up in 3 days because they know it just draws attention to them, and they want to keep making money. You get in the way of a man, you know, making his money to take care of his family. Trump's got his work cut out for him, and it's like flushing a toilet. What are you going to half flush it? It goes all the way from the president all the way down to your local police department. It goes all the way down.
It goes all the way into the big banks in the U.S. and all the way into the CIA.
Yeah. The city that I'm in, the guy that controls the city, he doesn't live here. He lives in the States. You know, the guy or guys, whether, you know, whoever it is. Can I make a quick comment about Epstein?
Of course you can.
Okay. From what I know, stop me if I'm wrong. I heard there was a girl visiting Epstein before he supposedly died, okay? And I hear that he left most of his money to his girlfriend.
Yep.
And
he left half of it to her. He left half, $180 million we know of.
Yeah. Well, my comment on that is find the friggin' girlfriend, or you're going to find Epstein there. He wasn't stupid either. That's why he left all that money to her. You find her, you're going to find Epstein right now.
Yeah, he could still be alive for all we know. That's a great point.
He is. Anyways, but the kids are back in school down here. It's been pretty quiet. Yesterday there were some sirens, but today's been exceptionally quiet. And it's actually been good because there's hardly any traffic. Everybody's hunkered down because nobody can protect themselves. If the crap hits the fan, nobody's got any guns. You can't protect yourself. All you can do is hunker down.
It's crazy. That's why we have a Second Amendment. God bless you. Mexico is such a beautiful country. I like the people. I like the culture. It feels really, I like Mexico. Been all over it. And I wish it would become a first world country and get rid of the open crime running everything, because it's just an amazing place. I mean, Puerto Vallarta, the main city to the north, is just kind of okay coast and boring, a bunch of restaurants and hotels. But you go south into the rainforest and the water there, it's like 100 feet deep, crystal green. You can see 200 feet down. I've never seen water like it. I mean, it just these beautiful mountains and structures out of the ocean. It's just like gorgeous, prettier than Hawaii, and incredible old Spanish 400, 500 year old churches. And just, I'm just like, ugh. I mean, a lot of Hollywood folks back, it was safe. So you actually live down there. Too bad it's run by cartels, because it is a jewel. I've driven down like 20, 30, 50 miles past that. It's just a one, you know, two lane road on the most beautiful coastline you've ever seen. As you go south more, there's nothing there. Absolutely untapped, beyond gorgeous. And you're in your hotel, and like parrots are in the trees and everything. I mean, it's badass. But it's run by evil. Now, let me hit this. And it's not about tooting my horn, but I asked you yesterday, I said, hey, it's coming out about Epstein and the DEA saying he was smuggling guns and money. No, it was also kids. We already knew that from other documents. But I said, go find a clip. So they found a clip in December, me covering Mike Benz, who was fighting about the CIA and the airport in Ohio. But I'm not taking away from Mike Benz. He found new documents. We knew about this when Epstein first came out. He was CIA, okay, and Mossad and all, but domestically CIA. And that's why it's being covered up. So look at this. Alex Jones was right, again, Infowars.com. Newly released files show DEA investigated Epstein drug and human trafficking out of his CIA-linked airports. Well, they weren't linked. They were run by it. And here's the actual documents, the DEA documents that are in there. We do overhead shot. I'll show you this. So I don't just say this stuff, folks, okay? I don't just sit here and say this stuff, all right? He was a front man for all of this. It got more powerful as the years went on, because the old men get old, they retire, they die, and then, oh, you were a gopher, you were a manager, now you're in charge. By the time he got arrested the second time, I mean, he was the head of the Throttle Commission. He was starting in 1991, the main manager for David Rockefeller that created it. And that's why coming up, it turns out, both of Ghislaine Maxwell's daughters, not just her sisters, run critical infrastructure for Europe and the FBI. I mean, run the FBI computers. Ghislaine Maxwell's sister is in charge of the FBI computers. Period. And I knew she was involved. I didn't know what's talking about. She runs it. You talk about burrowed in. You talk about in the system. So it's a 20-minute boil down of me on different shows, but here's just a few minutes of me in December talking about this. But you can go back 18 years on this. I said, they got CIA, money laundering, human trafficking, gun running. Here it is.
Jeffrey Epstein negotiated the fucking contract to move the CIA's proprietary airliner, Southern Air Transport, which was busted running drugs and guns during Iran-Contra. He personally was the authorized signatory on the deal with Southern Air Transport to move it to a military base in Columbus, Ohio, to service the Limited. Hey, any of you guys got any bright ideas about how you would go about in 1994 convincing the Central Intelligence Agency to move its proprietary CIA airline used for covert operations, based in Miami, to fucking up and move its entire operation to fucking Columbus, Ohio, just to service your personal company instead of the CIA? What do you think, he cold called the CIA? You think he just schmoozed the CIA? Or is it because he was handling Adnan Khashoggi's money during Iran-Contra that purchased the guns that Southern Air Transport a decade earlier was moving?
Mike Benz, the great researcher and Trump administration former official, digging through all the Epstein documents coming out and all the business stuff they're trying to black out, and discovering that Lex Wexner, the real money man behind Epstein, was running a fleet that Epstein then was in command of aircraft worldwide, running guns, drugs, and human trafficking. Interfacing with DynCorp that was doing it as well. Interfacing with NATO and Interpol that are huge, with all the women and children being kidnapped out of Eastern Europe and trafficked around the world. That was even mainstream news back at the time that was going on in an industrial scale. And so that's what they've been trying to cover up in the Epstein files. The girls are, and the human trafficking is only one level of it. So I can verify what's already verified in these documents from what's already on record. And so, yeah, the Mossad was involved and MI6 was involved because they're all locked at the hip. But Epstein was CIA first and foremost. That's why you always saw him wearing American flag shirts and American flag pins, even when he was in Israel, because he wanted to identify, oh, I'm at the top of the food chain. And let's get it straight. The CIA is at the top of the food chain. David Rockefeller is at the top of the food chain. Now, look at this. Who are Ghislaine Maxwell's sisters? London Telegraph. That's from 5 years ago. But now the documents come out that Christine Maxwell has run for a decade the DOJ's investigative data warehouse, IDW system, including entire encryption key system and anti-terrorism data warehouse. Mossad, CIA, MI6. And then what's the other sister do? She runs the WEF UN program. Can't make that up. Overhead shot. I got all the documents right here. Look at these on record. Now you're starting to figure out how this works? All because he was the head of the Toronto Commission. Yep, he was the stand-in for David Rockefeller. World Economic Forum, she runs their computers with the UN. Interpol, you name it. Now you start to get how the cow ate the cabbage. And if I was wrong about anything in the last few years, so I make mistakes here and there and I always own it, I knew he was super powerful and a super gopher, but no, that's where everybody was kissing his ass saying this guy controls governments. At the nexus point, David Rockefeller, at least the last 6, 7, 8 years, was out of his mind, and he died at 99, like a few days short of his 100th birthday. I mean, Epstein for the last 15 years is running the show. Running the show. And then look at this new declassified CIA document Tulsi Gabbard's got out. It had already been released previously, declassified, but they never released it. They said it was declassified, but never released it. but 2024. She actually published it. Operation Artichoke, a plan to put poisons and vaccines in the food and water to dumb you down, lower fertility, and make you more easily manageable. I'm going to be doing a whole show on this coming up soon. Now, get ready for this. I have like 10 more stacks, okay? You ready for this? Are you ready for this? Richard Branson, the owner of Virgin Atlantic and all the stuff he owns, the airlines, the space program, the record stores, the, you know, the entertainment companies. Richard Branson is in emails to Epstein in September 11, 2013, and a bunch of others, saying Bill Gates sees you as a brilliant advisor, and I want to get you involved with other top people. You have a penchant for women. He talks about bring your harem anytime you're in the area. We'd love to see you as long as you bring your harem. That's the Muslim term for a group of sex slaves captured out of Spain or other areas. Over 2 million women are estimated to be trafficked by the Muslims during the pre-Crusade era out. And it goes on from there. So Bill Gates, and we love you, and we want your harem, and bring all your women. Unbelievable. And then you've got in the emails and also in public documents, the sisters obsessed with Aleister Crowley, just like it's in the WikiLeaks with the Democrats as well, and doing cake of light rituals. Cake of light rituals. The body fluids such as semen, menstrual blood, vaginal fluids mixed in and baked into a cake, eaten in the shape of a small flat wafer before a satanic ceremony. That's in the Book of the Law. The cake of light is composed of meal honey, red wine, less dregs, oil of abelin, olive oil, fresh blood, and may take the form to presume of incense. The cake of light may also be a Eucharist-like cake when baked and burned. It's all insulting Christianity. He goes on to talk about killing babies and the blood of a child in it. And they talk about this in the cake of light in the documents. That's what spirit cooking is, folks. And I'm not embarrassed, but it's like otherworldly and not even real when I say it. I've told you that 4 or 5 times growing up in Dallas that I'd be taken by a senior high school girl that I'd been, you know, going out with and having sex with and I thought was the best thing ever. And they would take me to some huge mansion and try to get me involved in this. Like one time was literally we show up and it's Eyes Wide Shut. And then I said, I'm leaving. They said, no, you're not. And I ran off into the night, and it was out in the country outside Dallas, and I went and found a little house and banged on the door because we didn't have cell phones then, called my dad to come pick me up. A couple of the other times, they were about to have the ritual, and there'd be some girl I was dating, beauty queen, and I'm like, God, I'm lucky. I'm 13, I'm 14, I'm dating the beauty queen. And then it would be another one. And it was like, it happened at least 4 times, just like an Eyes Wide Shut. But one of the times, it was in Dallas. I was about 14. And this girl, been going out with a few weeks, going to movies, whatever, you know, having sex with her in the back of her, you know, $100,000 Mercedes. She's like, oh, let's go to a party in Dallas. You're going to love this. And I get there, and they're like, this reminded me of it. Oh, we're going to have the cake of light ritual. And I get in there, and it's mainly a bunch of women, some older, some younger, a bunch super hot. And some men over there wearing hoods, and I'm sitting there in this mansion. I'm like, what is this? Oh, there's this cake. We want you to join our group. And I'm like 14, look like I'm 20. And I was super good looking back then. And they just wanted me because they could pick up on the energy, just like, you know, Tom Cruise in the movie. And, but we'll be honest with you, this has menstrual blood in it. And I'm like, excuse me? And what happens after this? And these women are like sitting there in like black bondage outfits. And I'm like, I'm out of here. And in that case, I told the 18-year-old woman I was with, I said, you're going to take me out of here. And, of course, they knew how violent I was, too. That's one reason they retracted me, because they knew I'd already put people in comas and stuff. That's why they're, you know, been arrested a bunch. I was like, we're leaving. And we did leave. In that case, I didn't have to run and call my dad to come pick me up on the side of the road somewhere. But that's how real this is, folks. I have literally lived this. I've told you about it for decades. But, and now I look back on it in hindsight, I was like, no, that's pedophilic. Because I was underage. And that's the whole point of this thing. And they could see the potential I had, and they were out to get me. And I guess we'll look back in hindsight. I'm 11 years old, about 20 doors down. There's this 16-year-old girl, jet black hair, beautiful, single mom, older brother. She was into witchcraft. I lost my virginity to her. Hit puberty about 10. And then I was just fast-tracked into this stuff. But by the grace of God, I never participated in it. I was never involved in it. But I can tell you about Satanism because I have experienced it. And back in the 80s, remember they said, oh, there's a satanic panic. People claim this is going on. No, it all was real. They were covering it up. And it was big. But the satanic rollout we see now is public. People ask, who's the new Epstein? It's all over. It's drag queen story time. It's the transgender movement. It's all everywhere now. And yeah, that's how this works, ladies and gentlemen. And they've got different cults and different groups all over. And the four or five times I ran into this directly, and imagine you're 13 years old. I'm not being gross here with listeners. I apologize. This is a testimony. You're 13. You're on top of a gorgeous 17-year-old beauty queen. All right. And she grabs you by the hair and literally starts going, like Conan the Barbarian, when he goes and the witch says, yeah, I'll tell you to find Tulsa Doom, but there's a price, barbarian. It's just like that. All of a sudden, this woman goes, ah, and starts literally, I was like 13, ripped, bleeding, like, rah, and just like on top of me. And I grab her and like slam her against the wall. And she pulls out a big cell phone out of her bag. And I'm looking out the top windows. My parents were out of town with a third-story house. And in pulls in this black, you know, Mercedes with a driver, like Count Dracula, and she leaves. That's how real this is, folks. And I go to the mirror, and I'm just bleeding. Where this woman just tore the living hell out of me. And that was my problem, was I'm going around, and, you know, I'm a horn dog or whatever. You know, just genetically hit it early. And just like I was on air by 20, I mean, I did everything quicker than everybody else. And I can just tell you by testimony, folks, that Satanism is 100% real. And I'm not going to tell you the stuff she was saying when she turned into a demon. That's just one case. But let me tell you, it's right out of Conan the Barbarian. We're live now. We'll put it in post when he's, you know, gotten free and he's trying to find people that killed his parents and he runs into a witch. I'll tell you, but there's a price, barbarian. It was basically like that. She didn't turn into a ball of lightning and fly off or anything, but the stuff she was saying, like, starts out like wanting me to agree while I'm on top of her to like these horrible. I said, no, no, no. So when I started trying to get off of her, that's when it was like, you ain't getting off of nothing. So imagine Linda Blair the Exorcist, but you're having sex with it. And I mean, Jack Nicholson can't look this evil, okay? Like, I'm telling you, it's demonic. I mean, like, face turns white, eyes glaring, teeth out, I mean, like, screeching. And you're having sex with it. I've been there. It's real.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21.
hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Our medical grade USP Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Sun Yi, remember her? Back in the 90s, Woody Allen was accused of having sex with his adopted Asian daughter, then later he married her. Well, we got Keiko Light here. We got Aleister Crowley again. We got a whole stack of emails. Look how many emails I got right here. We got her asking for the cake of light and saying, we don't want the weak stuff. We don't want semen and women's menstrual fluids. I'm sorry I'm talking about this, folks. We want the checkerboard. We want the beef jerky. You know what that is, right? That's dead babies. Now you're starting to figure it out, folks. Now you're starting to listen to me. Now you're starting to understand what we're up against. You better pray to Jesus 20 times a day. You better get on your knees because this is a real fight between good versus evil. Ugh. And the DOJ has made these files hard to search. Search 10 files at a time. And I blame them for the cover-up. And I've simply said to Congress, you got 500 members or whatever, the House and Senate, you have can get most of the unredactions. You need to get in there and start. Where do you want to start? These Woody Allen emails. We delivered the sex slave to the Hyatt. Stuff like that. Good God. You want me to read this on air? I think we're coming over for lunch, they said Epstein, on Thursday at 12:30 p.m. possible. I would love to put in our Lady Margaret. You could note, if for future reference going forward, that we would be wonderful, would like a checkered board cakes, the vanilla crepe cake, and the red velvet. We do not like the coffee moat cake. Thank you for indulging me in this very detailed and psychotic cake request. I know I tend to be very thorough. Have a nice day. Meanwhile, Epstein brokered Rothschild bank deals. DEA ran secret probe into money laundering, gun running. It's all about the cake of light. Meanwhile, Mexico says they're going to sue Elon Musk for claiming the government's involved in drug dealing. That's like a fish suing somebody for claiming it swims in the water. Or a bird flies in the air or sits in a tree. Now you're starting to get where we're going here. And I've just done 3 hours and a couple minutes of broadcast, and I plugged one time. When I plug every hour, we bring in enough funds to operate. But when I don't plug, we don't. I'm the problem. When I ask you for help every hour, we get it. Now, whatever happens to InfoWars, it's coming to a head. We have the Alex Jones Backup Network, and I intend to not just be on air a few hours a day. I intend to be at least 19 hours a day. I think 5 a.m. to midnight is the way to go. And we will do it. We have the host. We're ready. The new studio that's bigger is being built. We have the backup studio. Only ingredient we need is your financial support to expose the satanic globalist network. I'll never give up. With me, you got a heat-seeking missile. You got a pit bull ready to fight. But I need your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And today there's a big sale going right now for just a few days. You can get ultramethylene blue capsules or tincture for 25% off and get a bottle of ultramethylene red that's incredible for 50% off at TheAlexJonesStore.com. But check out all the Patriot apparel. Check out the knives. Check it all out. We need your support. We make it easy to support us with incredible products. Only way you lose is not supporting. Commit to the fight. Be the reason we're winning. Want to thank those that have supported. Want to ask the majority on the fence, what are you doing? These are great products, and we need your support. Take action now. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, a legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What a broadcast today. And there's still an hour left ahead of Harrison Smith in the War Room coming up in about 53 and a half minutes. You have the CIA declassified documents about putting poisons in shots to brain damages and sterilizes. We have all the Satanism coming out. We have Venezuela and the Chi-Com trying to trigger a civil war in Mexico. We have all of this going on. And we have Mike Lindell in the Trojan horse attack area of Minnesota in the beta test of all this with incredible footage we haven't even gotten to. Maybe we'll air this while he talks. Irving, Texas, tens of thousands of Muslims chanting, waving swords, saying, "We're taking over, we're conquering you." Democrat pre-voting way above the Republicans in the primary coming up. This is crazy town. So, yeah, I'm glad the hockey team won. Everybody's so excited. America won. Great. But in the real world, America is just basically treading water. And we now learn that Ghislaine Maxwell's sister has been running the FBI security key codes for all the FBI, all their phones, all their computers, and all the classified information. Christine Maxwell. This is so huge. So, Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, vindicated with his election fraud analysis, is here to talk about Minnesota as the epicenter to know what's coming next in your area. The election fraud that's been exposed, where we're going, what Trump's about to do now, because he is taking action there, the Islamic takeover, and so much more. True American icon, true American patriot, Mike Lindell, running for governor of Minnesota. You're in charge the next 52 minutes. Thank you, sir.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Alex, and thanks for letting me host the show for a while here.
Thank you.
You guys, I want to first get a plug for how your audience, Alex, has helped MyPillow so much. You guys were an employee-owned company, the most attacked company in the history of our country. It's called Arctic Frost. We were debanked, deplatformed, demerchant server, American Express went away, all these things that teamed up in just attack. They attacked our vendors. They went after everyone. We were debanked at four banks, by the way, by Arctic Frost. Now, but how are we still standing? By the grace of God and all of you. So right away, I'm going to give you guys the best specials we've ever had in history. And what we've got, if you go to mypillow.com/Alex, you're going to see free shipping on your entire order. We're doing free shipping today for every product we have, okay? I don't care what it is. Your whole order ships for free. That's on myself and my employees. But we have our, it's called our Mega 2. It's the second annual Mega Sale, you guys. What we have is our flagship products, our My Towels, $34.98, six-piece towel sets. You have the Giza Dream Sheets. I got right here, Giza Dream Sheets. Those are as low as $29.98. You have our My Pillows, $14.98 for the standard My Pillows. I mean, that's unheard of. And then you have our mattress toppers, 100% mattresses, 100% made in the USA. And we make all the products we make here in the USA. These are supporting my employees, but they're quality products. They help you get the best sleep of your life. Another one that I want to say too is we are moving factories. This is breaking news to you all. We are moving factories. It's 2 miles away to a brand new factory. We're in the process of that as we speak. And what we're doing, all the products that were there, we're discontinuing some. Our clothing line, we had pants, pajamas, shirts, sweatshirt, you name it, we're discontinuing that line to make room in our new factory, but up to 80% off, promo code Alex. You guys, so all that, we're closing out our slippers, our My Slippers, get those for $39.98. All these products, promo code Alex, I'm going to give you a phone number, you guys. 800-675-4614. That's 800-675-4614. These are people that speak English. These are my employees taking the phone calls. We remember at MyPillow, we cover everything. We're our own call center. We're our own factory. We do it all here because we've been canceled. We don't have the box store, so there's nobody in between. It's right to you guys. The best products in history, mypillow.com/Alex. And I can't thank you all enough. Today, we're doing free shipping. I don't care how much you buy or how little you buy. Free shipping on your entire order. But I wanted to get on here and tell you all, and then also we'll get right to it too. I am running for governor for Minnesota. We're going to get into that today. I need help there. I'm going to go through how I'm going to win, but I can't win without your help there. If you go to MikeLindellGov.com, it's MikeLindellGov.com and help out there. You can learn, check out what I'm doing, but donate if you can help out. This is, we are at the tip of the spear. In Minnesota, these midterm elections are coming up are critical. And Minnesota, myself as governor, is critical. And we're gonna tell a little bit why. Let's go with Minneapolis. Let's go with Minnesota. You all know we're in the news. It's just where all this news started with the fraud. But I'm going to back up some. You go back to about 8 years ago, 10 years ago, in Minnesota, I'm going to talk about Sharia law. We had all of these, the Somalians, Islam, they're coming in here, and our companies here in Minnesota, that they wouldn't assimilate, and they would, Sharia law does not, collides with our Constitution. Well, back then, if you said anything, you were racist and you were Islamophobia and all this other stuff. Well, one of our biggest companies in Minnesota, by the way, we might lose them now because we have the highest corporate tax of any state in the nation. But back then, this company is called Cargill. If you guys look it up, back in January of 2016, Cargill had 250 Somalians, Muslims working for them, and they all wanted their breaks, the breaks where they take their prayer, these prayer breaks, and it doesn't match what we say, what our laws say in Minnesota. So Cargill at the time, when they all walked off the job and said, you either give us this, give us what we want or we're walking off the job. And they did. Well, according to Cargill's rules, they had to give them 3 days, said, please come back, please come back. They never came back, so they fired them all. Now at that time, Cargill had to make a decision because they knew they were going to come after them because it'd be racist or whatever. Well, they settled for, I believe it was $1.5 million, probably worth every single dime. And I bet you if you asked them, it was well worth it. But the rest of us in Minnesota that had factories and businesses, we were stuck, you know, because I couldn't go out. 4-5 years ago, I went out and said, you know, my Minnesota is the Trojan horse for this invasion and this Sharia law. I couldn't say it back then. A couple of times I mentioned, they're going, Mike, that's really racist. You know, it's freedom of religion. Not when it interferes with our Constitution, everybody. It's not. You go over to countries overseas, you don't see like you're seeing in a video, like they did, I believe, yesterday in New York City, blocked off, or the 2 days ago, blocked off the streets in Times Square. Other places overseas, they're in mosques. They're, you know, you're not doing it out blocking off streets and all these things. But I do want to say this. You guys all know I look at the blessings. I'm an optimist, you know, I look to God for my faith, but in Jesus Christ, but I'm also very optimistic. And one of the things with the fraud that came out in Minnesota, the biggest fraud this country's ever seen, if you don't count the biggest crime in history, the 2020 election. But if you count the biggest fraud in history, money wise, they're saying it's upwards of almost 25, 30 billion now. By this being uncovered, hey, what's just happened the last 2 months? It's okay to say, let's ban Sharia law. It's one of the first things I'm going to do when I'm governor of Minnesota is ban Sharia law. We have to. You can't assimilate. You can't have, we have problems in Minnesota. I'm going to backtrack now, like Minnesota, how we got here. You guys know that Minneapolis has some of the strictest protest laws in our nation. Everyone's going, what? You're kidding. Yeah, there's 8 of them. There might even be more, but there's 8 for sure. I've read them all and researched them. Then layered upon that is 7 laws, Minnesota laws, and layered on that is our federal laws. So you have all these laws where protesters have to what? Follow the law. So you can't, in Minneapolis, you need permits to protest. I went to so many people or whatever. You certainly can't protest and impede somebody from coming down a sidewalk or a road. You certainly can't stand in the middle of a road and say, stop, you know. But Minnesota, because of our politicians, these evil politicians we have, and you're going to hear a lot when I'm going to be talking about them. I say evil. Keith Ellison, Tim Walz, Ilhan Omar, Mayor Fry in Minneapolis. And we'll talk about Amy Klobuchar to see if she fits that in a minute. What's happening here, you go back 8 years, and you guys can also look up this. You can fact check me on any of this. It's all true. You go back about 8 years and Black Lives Matter, I believe it was Black Lives Matter, 35W, it's our main highway. It's an 8-lane highway. It might even be 10 lanes. There's 4 or 5 in each lane. Goes north-south right through the heart of Minneapolis, from the suburbs through the heart of Minneapolis into the next suburbs. It's our main road. If you can't take that, you're going around the cities. They blocked it off. They let protesters block off both sides. MyPillow back then, we couldn't get all my employees that work in the inner city of Minneapolis. They couldn't get to their jobs that day, or they were late, very late. We couldn't get supplies that came from north of Minneapolis that day. It's very kind of a famous time in Minnesota. We're going, what are they doing? It was like none of us could even believe it, that the police were allowing this to happen. And so as we all know, it's just got worse. Then comes the summer of 2020. where they burn down all the buildings and they just let, oh, go ahead and burn down the police, the precinct. Burn that down. Let's go against law enforcement. They're certainly not gonna, everything was blocked off, kind of like it is now. What's going on right now, everybody, is, as you see, they pulled back on, pulled back on ICE, so to speak. You guys have all heard that. Maybe you haven't with everything else going on. But you've just drawn, everyone goes, well, Mike, that's retreating. It looks like the president, like, you know, that they're retreating. Boy, all you got to do is protest and you can get your way. You guys, I'm telling you. That was needed because we're early enough before the election. That has to, what's going on in Minneapolis right now, and I'm going to tell you in a minute, that has to die down some because we have to get back to the fraud. If they keep using this, they will use this for a cover up for the biggest crime. It's not just going to be Minnesota. You're going to see it goes out everywhere. These welfare programs that not just the Somalians, but a lot of others that came here, some legally, some illegally. They don't love our country and just to steal from us. And they, so this being said, that kind of withdrawal is we got to get back and we're pushing. Let's get back on focusing on getting, Tim Walz, Ilhan Omar, get these people in jail, get these people, whoever committed these crimes, get them charged if they're illegally here. Get them out. What's going on in Minneapolis right now, everybody, is the protesters. Okay. We're going to go take you back a couple weeks. So I was downtown Minneapolis. The protesters were out. This wasn't even with ICE. They're out there. They broke over 100 windows in cars. These are residents that are downtown Minneapolis. These are our residents, the people that live there. These people that are bussed in and stuff to protest, which most of them are. And, I call my friends downtown where I used to live down there and spend my time. And they're going, this is terrible. The protesters, you guys, are stopping them in the streets. Okay. Blocking off streets and they make them show IDs to prove they live in the neighborhood. You can't make this up, right? You cannot make this up. They're checking. Illegally blocking the roads off, checking our citizens that live downtown. By the way, most of the citizens are black, Hispanic. You don't see them out there protesting. You're seeing all this Antifa, these white women that are out there that they're on the left. I mean, it's bizarre what you're seeing downtown Minneapolis. Now, I'm going to tell you, and now I'm going to do a couple solutions to, or maybe I'm going to save the solutions for a minute, but and how did Minneapolis get here? You know, it got here by the politicians that let this go on, these stuff go on. Let's start with, I'm going to talk about Tim Walz, who you know has backed out of running for governor. But what he did during the China virus, in Minnesota here, we had to, when we went into lockdown for Thanksgiving, we were only given, I believe it was 10 people could be in your house. And if you weren't in your house at Thanksgiving, they'd go by and you could be forced into your house. Get back in your house. Get back in your house. Now, but also if you had more than 10, could have been 12, but let's use 10, the neighbors could turn you in if you had more than 10 in your house for Thanksgiving, and you would get 90 days in jail. That was what they were saying you would get. So you had this whistleblower program. Now, at Christmas, old Tim said, you know what? You get a couple more. We'll give you 12. It was disgusting. We had to eat out in snowbanks. Whoever's plate didn't melt the plastics. If you went to restaurants, whoever, you know, you put you're outside in the snow and the cold. What they did then. And he did another thing too, tried to close the Christian churches, but yet let's keep the mosque open and the call to Allah, whatever it is, downtown Minneapolis off all the buildings down there. Where the Somalians have all took over that section of Minneapolis. And it was, he also let his other stuff he did, but with that being said, and then even I'll give you another one, everybody. Before I knew masks didn't work, MyPillow had all these masks, if you remember, millions of dollars worth. And Walz had put out a thing saying, hey, the state needs masks. So my pill was going to donate them. And he said, no, Mike Lindell, you can't donate them until after the 2020 election because you're too branded with Donald Trump. Disgusting. I said, you're using that so you're not going to help our citizens? And, you know, this is what was said to me now. And then he said, then they finally gave in at the governor's office because I don't let up, everybody. I fight. And I'm going, no, these people need these. And I'm going to go public with this and tell them what you're trying to do. And finally they said, well, if you come with the MyPillow truck, no media can be there. They have to be a block away. You know, so anyway, that was just the things that was going on back then with Walt. So we've had many, many go-rounds. And, of course, now he's not running because he's caught up in the fraud. Now, remember, everybody, these billions of dollars of these programs, of these welfare programs, I'll call them all. I don't care if it's learning centers, food during the pandemic, Uber or drivers, like these non-emergency drive things now where you see the cars are parked and they take people and a non-emergency, the car hasn't moved and they just make people up. This has all happened here in Minnesota. And so I look back, let's just start with Tim Walz. You know, either you didn't know and Keith Ellison, Elon Omar, all of them, either you were the worst governor and CEO because you didn't even bother and check on any of this stuff. Like Ellison, you know, when you're supposed to, that's just incompetence. You should be fired for that. But more importantly, I think they were all in on it. You know, we hope that that gets found out. And then we say to ourselves, you know, how do we solve this, Mike? You're coming in to be governor And by the way, I'll say it again, you guys, it's MikeLindellGov.com. I'm going to use this time. I am going all in right now. And, I was just down at Mar-a-Lago about 2 weeks ago because I can raise money nationally so that we can win this up in Minnesota. And I want to say, you know, all the, I just throw out one little fact, you talk about getting rid of the illegals. In Minnesota, you guys, here's a stat. I think it's like, let's say it's 900. I believe it could be over 1,000 illegals are in our prisons here in Minnesota that have committed felonies. Felonies. Rape, murder, whatever it is. They're felons, right? And they're in our prisons. This isn't the jails. It's our prisons. We pay as Minnesota taxpayers, they're $85,000, 80 to 85. Some say 80, some say 85, but $85,000 a year per inmate. So if you cooperated with our federal government and said, hey, you know what? Here's some low hanging fruit. Take all these ones we're housing in our prisons and ship them back where they came from. We save $110 million. $110 million. This is a common sense, easy solution. I don't think anybody would argue with that. Why would anybody argue with that? You're saving $110 million. Here would be the argument. Let's go over here. Here would be one argument. Well, what's going to happen when they get to their countries? Do they just get to run free for the crime they committed? No. There's agreements that are already made with these countries that they have to spend the time in their own country, in their own prisons. Those agreements are already in place, everybody. This is investigations that I have done personally to vet these things that don't make sense. Then you go down to the county jail levels and the jail levels. You got all these people in there, you know, that you're investigating, but they're in there for maybe a smaller crime, but you know they're illegal. Here you go. Take these too. Ship them back. And, this is where we at. And I'll tell you, the first day I'm governor, all that's getting addressed, and we're also gonna ban, like I said, ban Sharia law. Our governor, you guys wanna know how bad it sounded? I was seeing the stuff of footage Alex was talking about with the, in Texas with all the mosques and the, and stuff going on, and the Islam, and what they're doing blocking the streets and stuff. Well, in Minnesota, I mean, this is a spiritual battle of evil and good, everybody. In Minnesota, in our capital, Tim Walz let the Satanists put a statue in there And he got an award for it. And I don't know where the statue's at now, somewhere in the building, but he got an award for it. Another thing, it's the satanic statue from the Satanists. And you know what he said? We have to be fair. Fair to who? Fair to the devil? This is bizarre. Fair to the devil? I'm sorry. This is the one thing we're not going to be fair to is the devil. All right? And you can take, you know, oh, freedom of religion, whatever that, whatever. It has to match our Constitution. If you got Satanists out there and they're sacrificing, doing this crazy stuff, of course that's against the Constitution. You know, we've got to ban Sharia law, but we'll come back. I guess we're going to break, everybody. I want to tell you what I'm going to be doing running for governor of Minnesota when we come back.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from TheAlexJonesStore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, hello, everybody, and I'm filling in today for Alex, and what an honor. And two of the most attacked guys in the history of our country, and I wanted to get on here and quick tell you about MyPillow. I just seen that coming up there. MyPillow, if you go to MyPillow.com/Alex, I want to quick tell you about a new product. I've had it for quite a while. I've been taking it. And this is our Rev 7. It's like an energy drink, but no caffeine, no sugar. It gets a mental clarity. It's got patented GOP ketones. PHB ketones. These are patented. It's what your body needs. So you're taking out bad stuff and putting in good stuff. All the bars came in. I eat the bars. You have the shots and the energy drink. You guys check it out. If you buy today, anything from MyPillow.com, we'll send you a three trial pack, three cans of the Rev 7. You guys will love it. But remember, today, while I'm doing the show, and we'll do it throughout the rest of the day, free shipping on your entire order. I'll give the phone number, you guys, one more time here. It's 800-675-4614. My employees, it's English speaking. They're downstairs. They love taking your calls. You guys are one of the biggest reasons we're still standing at MyPillow. Promo code Alex, everybody. So now I want to talk about, everyone said, well, Mike Lindell, you're running for governor of Minnesota. Doesn't that seem like an impossibility? Because now they moved Waltz, who's corrupt Waltz, out. They're moving Amy Klobuchar in, who's been around for two decades. You guys, I will win this. I need your help. It's MikeLindellGov.com. MikeLindellGov.com. We are hitting the ground running. We have the GOP going on with all the Republicans that are running. There was 12 of us, I guess, and now there's maybe down to six or so. But that's to get their endorsement. I'm going right at Amy Klobuchar. I don't think, you know, you got to get a different input to get a different output. In Minnesota, you have Lisa Damoth. She's been Speaker of the House here for a couple years for the Republicans. And you know what? All this fraud happened under all these guys' watches. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. What happened here in Minnesota, it's disgusting. Where was you raising your hand going, hey, we got problems. We got problems. Well, I got a big mouth. People are going to know about it when I'm governor, I'll tell you. We're going to call people out just like I did the last 5 years. I'm going to tell you the other thing, too, is there was 250,000 people that voted for Donald Trump in 2020 that didn't even bother to vote in 2022. Okay? That's 250,000 people here. And I'll tell you what, if I got to go door to door, we're going to wake them people up. This is the most important midterm election. Actually, it's the most important election now in history because each one is subsequent of the last one. I've often said the 2020 election is the most important election in history and will always be. And how can I say that? Because if we didn't have the 2020 election, everybody, nothing would have been revealed. Can you imagine if they wouldn't have set those algorithms wrong? They had to originally predict before they stole everything with the computers and the machines. Yes, I can say that now. When they did this back in 2020, remember, let's bring us back. Why don't we? In 2020, in November 2020, the night of the election, when Donald Trump was going to win hands down all the swing states. Well, I was actually at Trump Hotel in Washington D.C. that night, and I'm going, wow, thank you God. Then things all changed. Well, when you use computers, you have to set your baseline of what you're going to. Of how many you think Donald Trump would get, and they predicted he would only get maybe 68 million at the most. Well, actually, he got upwards of 80 million. So imagine, everybody, when you skim a casino, When you skim a casino, you have to take from everything. Back when the mob used to, you got to take from the food, the craps table, maybe this machine over here. You got to do it every, because everything is relevant. They're all relevant. All the numbers are relevant. You can't, if you just took from one game, it would stand out like a sore thumb, the big deviation. Okay? Well, because they predicted wrong, if they hadn't predicted wrong in 2020, it would have went something like this. Okay? We'd have all went to bed at 2 a.m, sad, because Donald Trump would have lost. Okay? They would have predicted, they would have took enough, stole the election. Everything would have been done, counted like a normal election. And they'd have said, yep, the winner is Biden. And we would have all looked around and said, well, did we do it ourselves? We took God out of our schools. A nation had turned its back on God. And everybody likes transvestites and trans in schools and men and women sports and all this stuff. But that was a big lie. Nobody likes that. That's a 98.2, if that, maybe a 99.1. But they were, this is what they convinced us. But because they predicted wrong, they had to stop everything. They had to stop everything. In all those states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Wisconsin, Arizona, all of them stopped in the sand at the same time. Well, that's weird. Then they started throwing out lies. Oh, the pipes broke in Georgia. In Michigan, 106,000 votes came down for Biden in the middle of the night. Well, and they would say, well, how can that be? And only 3,000 for Donald Trump. Well, those were the mail-in votes. Well, no, they weren't. The mail-in votes in Michigan were counted on the morning of the 3rd, not in the middle of the night on the 4th. So as you're seeing, though, with all that that came out, what that did is that opened up the onion. It opened up to people doubting the election, doubting, and doubt was put in. And as they tried to cover up the biggest crime the world had ever seen, let's take the United States without firing a shot. That's what they were doing. Remember, everybody, 132 countries have banned electronic voting machines. Over 100 countries have banned early voting and mail-in voting. We were set. The last country they stole was Brazil. Last country that freed themselves was Argentina when they banned the voting machines, okay? As you see, I'm not backing off on this, all right? But it's all coming to fruition. Look at Georgia, all the information now that I turned in. I turned all this stuff into the White House back in February of last year. That everything that my team's on the ground, 300,000 strong with the cause of America, went out for 4 years, and we did events and we did everything we could, cyber symposiums and movies, and put out stuff and showing people, hey, this happened in your backyard. It happened everywhere. We have to secure our elections. Okay. But in the meantime, and what we have now, by the way, everybody, this is where I formed Lindell TV back then. As they kept attacking, so you guys can check that out. Lindell TV, we're the only ones that have someone, a correspondent at the White House, the Capitol, and the Pentagon. So we have reporters there, Rudy Giuliani, the great mayor. He's working over at Lindell TV there, Eric Metaxa, Emerald Robinson, myself, all of us over there. And that's, we're publicly traded now, MLMC. Mike Lindell Media Corp. But this stuff was all built over the last 5 years where none of us would give up. Alex didn't give up. You guys watching, we didn't give up. And I've told our president many times, I said, sir, if you would have been put in back then, like on January 6th or December 14th with the Supreme Court, remember how devastated we all were back then? We're going, no, this, how can this be? We know the election's stolen. Please God, we're all praying. Well, God had different plans, because I'll tell you, the president even said it himself the other day, if he would have been put back in, we would have lost our country forever. Period. Because so much had to unfold, so much had to be revealed over these last 5 years, and it's still getting revealed. Like the evil we talked about earlier in the show, all this takeover of the takeover we have in our country, that we've got to stop Sharia law from coming in and taking over our constitution but I want to get into, because I don't want to use up all the time on that. You've all know the story. I've never stopped. with this fraud. Well, let me tell you about running for governor now in Minnesota. So I'm up against Amy Klobuchar, and if y'all don't know her, she's been around for two decades. Now, Amy Klobuchar, everybody, in 2018, she led the Democrats. She led the Democrats saying, hey, we've got to get rid of the voting machines, and she even named them. She named ESNS, Dominion, Smartmatic, Hart. She named them and said they got to go. Amy and I agreed. It was a historical agreement. I agree with Amy Klobuchar. Voting machines got to go. But then everything changed. As you see on the charts here, let's just see. What did Mike Lindell do from that point on? Mike Lindell, I spent $40 to $50 million to try and save our country and get rid of these machines. You never quit selling the alarm to get the paper ballots hand counted. Amy, on the other hand, and fighting fraud. Amy, on the other hand, she goes out to Washington and gets what? I don't know, $20 billion with a B, brought in of federal money into Minnesota, only to be taken and stolen and sent back to other countries. Well, I don't know, everybody, but a CEO, that's not a good steward of your money. I mean, Amy, you were watching too. You were part of that too, Amy. You were watching that, but you didn't say anything. You let it happen. You were complacent. You were okay with it. And you know what? If you're getting that money and putting all these things in as a senator here in Minnesota, and the first word you had, you follow the money, Amy. That, you know, people, for me, when I've been doing, you know, diving into the fraud with everything I had, let's just talk about the fraud in Minnesota, everybody. The fraud, if you take the fraud out, okay, now you're left with what? You're left with these welfare programs, everybody. That with these welfare programs, you better look into them to see what works. Are they worth it? Do you get a good return on your investment? At MyPillow, there's different departments all over the place. I make sure that, hey, I check on each one of them every day. I don't just leave, well, I'm going to work on this one first and do this one first. They asked me the other day at one of our governor debates, they said, what's going to be the first thing you would do when you're governor? I said, all of it. All of it. Well, first of all, I'm going to fire a lot of commissioners. Are going to get fired on day one. And you set a great team of leaders, and you hold them all accountable every day. You don't wait for third quarter and go, hey, we're missing $18 billion, Ralph. You know, what do we do here? But anyway, with these welfare programs, so you vet them. Now, what's Amy been doing, or what was Amy been doing all along? She hasn't been doing anything for Minnesota. It's same old, same old, same old. Let me tell you what I've done with these programs for the last 17 years. Okay, when I came out of addiction, crack cocaine addiction and other addictions, in January 16, 2009, I thought my whole calling was going to be going out to churches, evangelizing, and getting people off addiction and getting them to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Now, I spent millions of dollars, if you guys can even go back that far, even MyPillow did. Boy, there were people in need, hurricane victims. MyPillow puts in millions of dollars worth of pillows and blankets, or it would be all over the news. Or you know, Mike Lindell had put in $3 million for Awake in the Dawn in this area. Whatever it would be, I poured millions of dollars into these programs. It was actually to set up a new system for these programs, okay? And what this is, here's the prototype, everybody. And to this day, it was called the Lindell Foundation. By the way, Keith Ellison here in Minnesota, our attorney general, is coming after me every day to shut that down and shut down my Lindell Recovery Network. That's how evil they are. They don't want me running for governor, but they certainly don't want me getting people off addiction and homeless and getting people to Jesus. But anyway, here's what it does, everybody. So we tested it in Detroit. People that have money want to help. Most people do. Millionaires, billionaires, they want to help, but they're very partial to what they want to help. Okay? So imagine what I had set up was like a big give, send, go. Here's the vetted need. You make sure that this program, whatever it is, that it's vetted, that it's a real need. And then we had 100% of the money going to the need from the private sector. Okay. Now, I was the government. I covered all other expenses. So around this amazing platform was my money as the government. We tested this in Detroit. You guys, we saved over 40% over the by using private sector money. So now imagine in Minnesota, I put this program, these programs in, vet the programs. Are they really needed? Do they have an end? Are you just enabling? What, you know, where does this go here? And then you save not only the fraud, but you save 40%. And I want to say, because those are the forgotten ones, the ones that needed this money, that the money, maybe there's some of these programs that were good where these people never got it. Not that we were all frauded out of the money, but the people that it was intended for never got it. Those are the real people in downtown Minneapolis and St. Paul that I worked with and Rochester, Minnesota. That I've been working in these cities for 17 years with your teen challenges and your Salvation Armies. That's what I've been doing. Amy, I don't know what you've been doing, but we've got this has to change. Now, I want to tell you guys, I want to tell you another program. I'm probably, you know what? If one of the other candidates takes these ideas from me, so what? It doesn't matter. I want to help people, okay? But here's the other thing. Ben Carson, everybody, the great Ben Carson, him and I were talking yesterday, and he's endorsing me as governor of Minnesota. He said he was, and we've become great friends. But one of the things we talked about was a program back when he had HUD, he was secretary of HUD, and he, him and I back then, we had a conversation, and I said, you know, so many of these programs that are out there and charities and foundations and they go, a dollar comes in, you donate a dollar and a dime comes out to actually goes to the need. And then Ben looked at me and he goes, Mike, with the government, a dollar comes in and a nickel comes out, but you can't find the nickel. We were talking about these kind of programs, but Ben set up. Worked with our president, our great president, and actually with the first prototype was going to be in L.A., and even L.A. mayor and the governor of California agreed this was going to be an amazing program, which I'm going to be using now in Minneapolis once I be governor. But here's what it is, everybody. When you have people in the streets, you basically have three kinds of people. You have people that are in addiction, people that are homeless that need jobs, and then you have a third sector, which is people that have mental issues. Now, back in the early 1970s, in the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, they went in, they would show, it was about mental institutions, all these horrible things they were doing to the people, to the inmates there, or to the clients, so to speak. Geraldo then did a show about that in New York, and he actually investigated some. Sure enough, they were doing these bad things. So everyone said, let's send them all home and close down these institutions, which they did, but those people didn't go home. 3 million people hit the streets of the United States. Now they say it could be up to 20 to 30 million people that need mental help in the streets. Now, our great president, 3 weeks ago, everybody, he made a comment and he said, you know what? As much as I don't want to, we have to. We have to bring back the mental institutions because now we have new technology, everybody. We have real help for these people. Well, here's what that program is, and I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do in Minneapolis to explain the program. When I get in as governor, you sweep the streets and you put a federal encampment up wherever that is. You set up your federal ground, whether you got to put up Tent City or whatever you have or some buildings. Minneapolis is pretty empty right now. You could probably use a lot of those buildings down there for this. And you bring these people in and it's basically you're sorting. So you're taking the first group, which is the people in addiction. And those are the easiest ones because you have teen challenges, Salvation Armies, Union Gospels. You have faith-based treatment centers all over this country. You subsidize them with no strings attached. You don't tell them you got to take God out of the treatment because that's what works. And they have the capabilities to take these people and get them the help they need in addiction. I know it's my wheelhouse. It's a success rate of 80 to 85% versus secular treatment. But you don't pull the crap Minnesota did, what they did with Teen Challenge, when Teen Challenge said, hey, we need we need help with our program. And they said, okay, we'll give you money, but you can't talk about God. How disgusting. Well, there was your success. But anyway, that aside. So you get your addicts. All the addicts were taken care of. They'll have new lives. They're off the streets. Now you take the people that have the mental problems and you bring those mental institutions back immediately. They've got to get the help they need for all their disorders they have. And now you have a third group. And that group, they just don't have jobs. For a lot of them, it's a way of life now, but they want to work. They need jobs. You know who I'm going to use there? Rudy Giuliani, the mayor, cleaned up New York. And he took all the homeless and he gave them jobs. You know what they did? Cleaned up New York. It was beautiful. So I've been working with him and Ben. This program will be amazing. I just wanted all to tell you about it. This is just one thing I'm going to do as governor. Now, how else do we bring, why else aren't people downtown Minneapolis? They had a thing in Portland the other day, you guys. This lady's walking down the streets of Portland. She goes, we have the safest city in the world now because nobody's downtown Portland. Okay. This is what all our big cities are going to end up being like if we don't do something now. Not just, so you got to bring back the police, bring back law, enforce your protests, your laws. There's nothing wrong with protests, but you got to follow the law. You can't break laws protesting. You bring back law enforcement, you follow the law. Then you do another thing, everybody. And this is what I'll tell you. If you're a state out there and you're a governor, this is what you should do in your state. We need to get rid of sales tax at the brick and mortar level. And we need, because right now everybody's buying off Amazon and MyPillow. By the way, use promo code Alex. You're buying online and at the brick and mortar level in small business, you're down here and you're paying real estate. You're paying all these taxes. We've got to make it level that teeter totter and let people come in, give people an incentive to go frequent these stores again in our malls. You know, Minnesota had the first mall in the United States, and it was empty the other day. I'm watching it, and we have the biggest mall in the United States. We can't let our brick and mortar go with everybody at home ordering off their phones. So, you guys, we need to save that industry. That would be no sales tax. But I'm going to do the last 2.5 minutes, you guys. I could talk forever on what I'm going to do as governor of Minnesota. I do need your help. MikeLindellGov.com. Please donate. I'm going to work every day, 18 hours a day, to beat Amy Klobuchar and help save Minnesota and save our country. Remember, I haven't stopped on all the election fraud either. We are going to get to the greatest elections this country's ever seen. I work with the president all the time on that. You guys, just please help out. If you don't have anything to help out, just tell your friends, whatever. Tell anyone you can. MikeLindellGov.com. And then I want to tell you, I'm going to end up with this because this helps. All of you have helped MyPillow. I couldn't do this if MyPillow, and all I've done the last 2 years, and I've been trying to keep MyPillow afloat because it's been attack after attack after attack, which I told the media the other day. They go, Mike, you know, my pillow's in bad shape. You know, what are you going to do to our state? No, my pillow's in amazing shape because of all of you, the grace of God, and the leadership we went through and guided this through the storm. So we're giving back to you today. You guys go to mypillow.com/Alex. Free shipping on anything you buy today. I don't, if it's a big ticket items, if you want to get one of our Made in the USA mattresses, best mattress ever delivered right to your front door. Our mattress toppers, $99.98, as low as our Giza Dream Sheets, the flagship products you love that actually work. 6-piece towel sets, all the colors just came in, $34.98. But the pillow that made us, we've sold over 85 million, $14.98, you guys. Everything ships for free with promo code Alex. You guys, and try out our new product, the Rev 7 Energy Drink, the bars, the health bars, and the shots. I take them every day. It's a mental clarity you can't imagine. You don't get the up and downs and the crashes because no caffeine, no sugar. And I'm going to give you that number one more time. Here, if you call in, you're going to call 1-800-675- 4614. You're going to get someone that speaks English. At MyPillow, we have careers, not jobs. We keep our employees. We're like one big family. You guys have been a part of the family. I can't thank you all enough. I can't thank Alex enough. Alex, thank you. God bless you for letting me host the show. And we'll talk to you soon. Thank you all. God bless.
Look here, even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Supps. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.